speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Monday, May 11th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look at the new measures, the new authoritarian measures, because they're increasing all the time. We've had an interesting case come out of Nashville. Robert Barnes picked up on it, tweeted it out yesterday. Somebody who was forced into quarantine and then hopped over the fence after several days or however long he was tired of waiting there. He just tested positive. And we know that these tests are filled with problems, but that is one of the things that should arouse concern, as we have a Trump administration official saying, well, there's no downside to implementing a national coronavirus tracing system and doing tests everywhere. We're going to manufacture billions of tests, and we're going to test everybody everywhere all the time. And I've told you about this months ago. This is a plan. And there is a downside to this. You test positive, like this guy did, not even sick. But because of the test, and of course, you know, these tests, again, have a lot of false positives, a lot of false negatives. Like I said once, I said, hey, why don't you just flip a coin? If I flip a coin, I've got two possibilities, heads or tails. If I do one of these coronavirus tests, I could get positive or negative that would be real. I could also get a false positive or a false negative. I'd be better off flipping a coin to determine whether or not I'm going to be put in an internment camp. And when the guy hopped the fence, the police arrested him and charged him with escaping from prison. Not with violating quarantine. And that is a much more serious charge. So as we look at what is happening today, we're going to see that it is now escalating on both sides. As the government is increasing the authoritarian measures, the surveillance that is happening everywhere, the crackdown, the disinformation, wringing their hands, as we see from Forbes, the cybersecurity senior contributor, Kate O'Flattery. I'm a cybersecurity journalist, is what her, byline there says. A dangerous plandemic conspiracy video is spreading. How can it be stopped? That's what they're really concerned about. It's not about a virus that's spreading. It's about information and ideas that are spreading. That's what's dangerous to them. As Franklin Graham pointed out last week, and here's somebody, Franklin Graham, somebody who sent his organization to the center of the, what we're told, is the biggest outbreak in the United States, New York City. He had Samaritan Ministries, or Purse, rather, go to Central Park and set up a field hospital. And now he's saying, this is not about the disease. This is about control. I think he probably knows because he's been there. It's not about the disease. It's about control. A lot of people are saying that now. And it is about control of your speech. When they're talking about this dangerous conspiracy video, plandemic continues to spread despite the efforts of platforms such as Facebook and YouTube to stop it. Those valiant censors are being celebrated. Now, nowhere in here do they talk about the fact that plandemic is wrong. They don't attack its ideas. They attack the fact that it exists. Facebook and YouTube have been struggling to remove the film as it racked up millions of views. One video received over 1 million views on YouTube before being removed, according to MIT Technology Review. Because they're working on this as well. Another Facebook video shared by someone claiming to be one of the people behind the film was seen 1.7 million times and shared 140,000 times as of yesterday, said CNBC. They're very concerned about this. CNBC, Forbes, these people who want to tell you what you're allowed to see and hear. And we'll talk more about that, about Eric Schmidt, when we come back. We'll give you an update on America lockdown. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm cutting this ad on May 10th, 2020. And within a week or so, many of the best-selling items that we're selling at InfoWarsStore.com will no longer be at 50% off. In fact, last year I said I can't do 50% off anymore because our markup just isn't enough for us to be able to get enough profit to operate this operation. But I want you to get the ultimate krill oil. I want you to get Vaso Beats. I want you to get DNA Force Plus. I want you to experience X2. I want you to get Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus. They're all in stock right now, and they're 30 to 60% off. More than 20 items are 50% off right now. But we're going to have to end the sale on most items in about a week because a lot of the products are getting close to selling out, like Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, and Vaso Beats. So take action. Be healthier. Boost your body's natural defenses and fund the InfoWar. Get these great products at InfoWarsStore.com.
Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Monday, May 11th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. It's day 56 of America held hostage. You thought it was just Iranian terrorists we had to be worried about, right? No, it's our own government, federal, state, and many little petty bureaucrats at the local level. Today, when we look at this, I put out a question over the weekend on Twitter. I said, so when a military takes over the republic, it's called a coup, a coup d'etat, right? What do we call it when the medical experts, quote unquote, take over the republic? So I said, it's time to name the baby, and your replies below. If you'll go to Twitter, you'll find over 600 replies, and they have some very good ones. As a matter of fact, as one person pointed out, well, we can call it caduceus, right? The caduceus is a medical symbol. The snake wrapped around the pole. I said, yeah, we could twist Fauci around the pole instead of the snake. I think it would fit. Another person said we could call them enema. I said, yeah, will we be declared enemas of the state? A doctatorship. I like that one. Pharma takedown. Flu coup. I like that as well. I called it a flu d'etat. Or one coup over the cuckoo's nest. Or a fascist dictatorship. Some people said Fauci and bargain. But of course, that would not be a coup. That would be simply a betrayal. Which is, quite frankly, I've used that term before. I think what we're seeing is a betrayal. It is a betrayal. Let's make no mistake about this. I'm not going to sugarcoat this for anybody. This is a betrayal of our liberty. It's a betrayal of our freedom and our Constitution. They have shredded the Constitution for years, the thing that they swear to uphold, the thing that gives them their authority to rule. And now they're setting those shredded pieces of paper on fire. But that's okay. We got backup copies, and we're going to back it up, and we're going to enforce that. We're going to get some people who are serious about that to stand behind it. And we're going to start that at the local level. Because you can bet that by the time these pedophiles get into national office, they're already compromised in so many different ways that you're never going to get them to follow the Constitution, even if it was in their own best interest, because their own best interest is to cover up what they have been caught in already, these made men. When we look at, as I was pointing out at the top of the hour, Forbes wringing its hands about the dangerous plandemic video. It's a conspiracy video. Well, if it's so dangerous, if it's so off the wall, you shouldn't have any problem, Forbes. Kate O'Flattery, cybersecurity, she calls it. Let me tell you what cybersecurity has become. It's not about protecting people from hackers. It's about weaponized control of your speech. That's what it's really about. And this article underscores that better than anything I can see. Bragging about it. You got the mainstream media, Forbes, CNBC, wringing their hands that somebody would see something that questioned their official story on social media. How do we shut this thing down so quickly? I mean, it's spreading like wildfire. We've got to shut this down right away. And, of course, you can find Dr. Judy Mikovits, the trailer on that. We covered that on Friday. You can find that on band.video. They're not going to shut that down, not as long as you support us. And so, yeah, they're very concerned about that. The documentaries pops up one place, gets a million views, pops up another place, gets another. So they're playing whack-a-mole with information, but they won't refute it. And the closest they get to is this. Plandemic is extremely dangerous because its claims go against the advice of medical experts. See, that's it. That's why it's dangerous. Medical experts are not always right. Doctors are not always right. That's why you get a second opinion if it's something serious. Let me tell you, they have decided that they're going to amputate the arms and legs of the economy and let us just lay on the side of the road and starve to death. That's a very serious operation that's been undertaken by these medical experts. And I think we need a second opinion. And we got a lot of people, a lot of medical experts, a lot of doctors who disagree with that. And they're speaking out now. And it's about time. It's about time we call this what it is. These emperors have no clothes. And I'm not going to wear their mask, as I said before. I'll probably be arrested eventually for full facial nudity in public because I'm not going to wear their mask. You know, the funny thing is you can... You can walk, a woman can walk around, Austin topless and not get arrested. This happened at one of our protest events. Somebody followed up and started shadowing us. And Austin is like, hey, it's Austin. That's not a problem, but don't forget to wear your mask. Okay. That's the key thing there. Yeah. Get a Victoria's Secrets mask there. Only $80 for that small mask there because it is so provocative. It suggests that here's what they're saying, okay? Its claims go against the medical advice of experts. For example, it suggests that the human immune system can be harmed through staying inside and that masks can make people sicker. Now, let's think about this for a second. Can the human immune system be harmed by staying inside? Well, I have some medical experts that say that it can. Forbes? See, this is the thing. We've got people who are cybersecurity experts, people from DARPA, people from the military industrial complex, people like Bill Gates, who've decided they're going to play doctor. And then they cite medical experts who are bureaucrats who support them. Can your immune system be harmed from staying inside? Well, your immune system needs vitamin D. And I've read this to you before from a guy who, frankly, he's the former head of the CDC. And then we've also got a current NIH researcher who has also entered into this discussion, Tom Frieden, the former head of the CDC, on March the 24th this year, put out an opinion piece that said the coronavirus infection risk may be reduced by vitamin D. He said most people's bodies manufacture vitamin D in the skin when exposed to sun. About 15 minutes a day of direct sunlight is sufficient for many people's bodies to manufacture enough vitamin D. In winter, people in northern latitudes may not be able to make vitamin D from sunlight. Sunscreen lengthens the exposure time needed. For many people, then, they need vitamin D supplementation. That's the former head of the CDC writing in an op-ed piece. But the cybersecurity expert says, well, there's all kinds of fake information and plandemic about how your body can be harmed from staying inside. Well, if you're staying inside, you're not getting that. And then there's other issues as well. You're not getting fresh air. And then when you are isolated, you can get depressed. And we see a massive rise in suicide. Suicides are up 309%. 309%. So is child abuse. There is a massive psychological damage as well as damage to your immune system from staying inside. But this is the basis. This is as close as they come. Refuting what's in Plandemic. Look, I haven't watched the documentary. I don't know everything that's in it. I simply know that you have a right to see whatever you want to see and to think for yourself and to think critically. And that's the last thing that they want you to do. Just consider that. And yesterday we had on Face the Nation, CBS's Face the Nation, we had Eric Schmidt, the former head of Google. His very first job, as I pointed out on Friday, his very first job was a grant from DARPA when he was still a research assistant. And then somehow he got moved over to take over as CEO of Google as they were getting started out so the DARPA military industrial complex could have good control of that. And now he's back as a consultant, as he's allegedly retired. He's now back as a consultant to DARPA. Schmidt had this to say. He said, a two-month period has brought forward 10 years of change. So all of a sudden, The internet is no longer optional. It's fundamental to doing business, to operate, to live our lives. All sorts of much higher expectations as a result. For example, we need much better broadband in the rural areas. We're going to be focusing on telehealth. And of course, he has been chosen at the epicenter of this plandemic by Cuomo. Schmidt is joining Gates and Bloomberg, the two guys who funded Gates and Bloomberg funded Event 201. And now they've got Schmidt with them, and he's on all the mainstream media telling us how wonderful it is. We're going to get all of our health care, all of our education, all of our employment through the internet. It's going to be indispensable, and you're going to need to have 5G everywhere, even in the rural areas. More on this when we come back.
I don't have to tell you that we are in the most important point in human history. The globalists have taken the gloves off, and they've taken the mask off, and they're like, yeah, you're taking implantable chips. Yeah, we're into pedophilia. Yeah, we're into world government. Yeah, you're obsolete. You are non-essential. We are shutting your ass down. Yeah, we told you don't be farmers and don't be ranchers and don't work in industry anymore. You're going to be the service economy. And now the globalists are telling you that there's no more service economy and you're obsolete. So you better bow down to them and get your universal pittance income so they can dictate your life. The handcuffs are going on right now. We have to resist and say no to the New World Order. And that takes you understanding you were right and understanding I was right and getting in people's faces and raising the alarm now while you still can. Now is the time for action. Now is the time for you to shine and be the Paul Revere's you know you are. It took hundreds and hundreds of years of human civilization to build up the world economy to where it is. Every economist is on record saying that as this economy has been shut down for 2 months, it is going to be a death sentence to the third world and a horrible, nightmarish collapse for the first world, and that the general public is going to go into deep, deep debt to the mega banks. They're not going to have medical ID cards, forced inoculation. We are now in a giant dystopia. But a lot of people are waking up, and there is a major backlash taking place against this tyranny, and we must all rediscover our Bill of Rights, rediscover our Constitution and our backbone, and start saying no to people who take this moral high ground and say, shut your business down, shut your life down, it'll save lives. No, it's caused millions to already starve to death, tens of millions more. So the cowards who went along with this with your virtue signaling, you have destroyed your lives and our lives. Congratulations. InfoWars has become a symbol, an emblem of not just American freedom, but worldwide maverick spirit. It's not just myself or the host at InfoWars or the researchers or the journalists. It's you, the listeners, the activists, the people on the front lines in the arena. And it's the amazing guests and individuals that we interview that make InfoWars so special, because we're not putting a filter in front of free minds. We're having an open discussion about the real state of the world, not the establishment talking points that are put out by the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderberg Group, the Davos Group, and other globalists. We're pushing for a pro-human future where we build a planet and beyond based on humans, for humans, by humans. Not a world where the establishment hate themselves, project their hate onto us, and decide we're going to have a post-human world. I'm really excited to know that InfoWars has your support, and I want to thank you all for being pro-human and pro-God. Globalism is all about making the nation state and the population itself obsolete, non-essential. That's why they position it with economic tariffs, taxes, and controls to where family farms and industry that's based in the United States has to shut down or be part of a large corporate conglomerate. That's part of making us obsolete, so that as the human world is phased out, they can simply look at us and say, because, again, you are non-essential. That's what the robots and all of this is about. It's about setting it up where we're no longer in charge of our lives. We can be told to stay in our houses, and after all, shut up. This world doesn't belong to people anyways. It belongs to the new AI gods, the rich elitists that have merged with machines. Yeah, that sounds completely insane, doesn't it? That's actually the public plan they're pushing. These people are completely psychotic and make Hitler look like a choir boy.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Yeah, as Eric Schmidt said yesterday, a former CEO of Google, and now he's going to be doubling down with DARPA and with Bill Gates and Bloomberg to make sure that they have a system where you're going to have to rely on 5G in order to get health care. You got to rely on 5G in order to get education. Bill Gates having pushed Common Core, now they want to push that through the internet to you and make sure that you're not going to be able to work. This is the way he put it on CBS Face the Nation yesterday, one of the Sunday shows. 2 months period has brought forward 10 years of change. That's right. Boy, he's right. We talked about all the different things that are part of the UN 2030 agenda, the smart cities that Google has been at the forefront of. They have done a deal in Toronto. They call it Sidewalk Labs. I've talked about the fact that they want to put you on the sidewalk because they're going to have micro apartments. They're going to downsize everybody's lifestyle. No meat, no travel, no airplanes. AOC's dream dystopia. And they're going to keep you in micro apartments, keep you locked up in the cities, isolate you, control you, watch everything that you do, biometric surveillance everywhere, social credit system everywhere. And Google is right at the center of this. I said from the very beginning when they took us down, actually before they took us down, I was talking about what their plans were. Took us down August 6, 2018. And I said, these people want to control everything that you see and hear. And they've already done this on the internet and cyberspace. And they plan to do it in physical space, in the cities, in the urban areas. And you better understand where this is going. And now they've been able to do their 10 years of change. 2030 is where they want this to happen. They've been able to just instantly put it on. Now, they'll probably pull some of it back a little bit and then go forward. This is boiling the frogs here. You got to do it the right way. According to the recipe, you impose the stuff. People start to push back. We're going to talk about the reopen pushback. And then you ease up a little bit. And then as these people get used to it, we've already seen it at the TSA after 9/11, right? There's a lot of resistance to them putting their hands on you, putting their hands on your kids, x-raying you, doing all that as a precursor, as a permission to travel. And they know they can get away with it. It's psychological control. It's a scientific technocracy, and they know exactly what they need to do to the crowds. And one of the things that they're upset about is the fact that they haven't completely achieved control of information, that you can have news organizations like InfoWars, you can have documentaries like Plandemic, and they keep popping up, and they can't shut these things down. Whack-a-mole every time they pop up. Oh, they're upset about that. Forbes is upset about it. CNBC is upset about it. MIT is upset about it. Facebook and Google especially upset about it. So let's talk about Schmidt. What else did he have to say? He said, all of a sudden, the internet is no longer optional. It's fundamental to doing business. It's fundamental to operating, to living our lives. Is it? Let me ask you, is the internet fundamental to living your life? Or is it antithetical to living your life? I'm going to have a pastor joining me today, Steve Cassell, I think maybe is the way he pronounces his name. We'll get that correct before he gets on. But he is at the center of a fight against Illinois Governor Pritzker. And they have a lawsuit that's going on, but regardless of the lawsuit, they are not going to stop meeting face to face. He said, we cannot meet in isolation. That is antithetical to everything that we are about. And let me make it clear to you, this is why they're doing this, and it's why they're continuing it, because they want to isolate you. They want to keep you locked up by yourself, your only connection to the outside world through the gates that Bill Gates and Eric Schmidt have. They are the gatekeepers of this satanic design. And he said, all sorts of much higher expectations we have now as a result. We need much better broadband in rural areas. We'll have telehealth. 80% of the visits to doctors right now are in telehealth because they've got you afraid to see a doctor in person. People have been wanting this to happen for years. Oh, have they, Eric? You have. All the technocrats around you have been looking for this for years, for decades, quite frankly. You go back to Zbigniew Brzezinski, between two ages, talking about the technocratic elite and the dictatorship that was coming. Oh, they've been planning this for a long time. Another thing that we'll have to do is we'll have to have all sorts of interesting sort of social monitoring of one kind or another to look for these hotspots. So systems will be developed to see, oh my, there's an outbreak over there. Let's get to it right now before the spread begins. The spread of what? The spread of information and ideas, you know, like plandemic or something, right? Got to get to that right now. Shut that down. That's spreading. That information is going viral. Those ideas are going viral. And so then the interviewer on CBS says to Eric Schmidt, Margaret Brennan is her name. She says, but one of the things that this crisis has also made obvious is not just income disparity, but access to the internet, as you just said. In other words, we got to make sure that everybody has access to the internet, 5G, and we're going to subsidize it heavily. And he says, oh yes, when the government does another one of these huge stimulus bills, let's put some stimulus into broadband access, especially for rural areas. Do you think he's going to have any problem getting Trump to do that? Trump is itching to do this for the big tech companies. He loves 5G. He sees 5G as his tool of control, and it is a tool of control. And they don't care what the health effects are. That's the funny thing about this. They're selling 5G and telehealth. These people are such liars. Yeah, don't worry about the radiation. Don't worry about, you know, living your life right next to an antenna. Not a problem. You're going to have movies that you can get real quickly. And you're not going to be able to work if you don't have it, right? Because you're not going to travel. He talks about that. He says, you can't participate. This is Eric Schmidt. You can't participate in this new economy without access to the internet. It's going to be your mark of the beast. It's how you're going to learn. It's how you're going to deliver services. It's how you're going to market it. It's how you're going to sell. You will not be able to buy or sell or do anything unless you do it through the internet. Why? Because they're going to lock you up. That's why I said the isolation and the lockdown is the tip of the spear, folks. We've got to throw this off. And don't pull back on any of this stuff because Trump is saying it's okay or the people around Trump are telling you you got to do it. Forget Trump. He has either been taken over or he has totally betrayed us because this is a betrayal of everything this country is about, of everything that he ran for. He has betrayed this. He has betrayed us. I'm one of the first voters club, like his first wives club. It's how you're going to market it. It's how you're going to sell. People won't be traveling much, says Eric Schmidt. Yeah, that's his focus. And so we look at the FEMA camps that are coming, as Robert Barnes pointed out. They put this guy in a Nashville fairgrounds. After he got out, they charged him with escaping a penal institution. Here we go. FEMA camps, they're going to roll in everything. They're rolling in everything. I mean, a lot of this stuff they've already got. You know, the Trump administration has enacted carbon dioxide controls for airlines as if the airlines didn't have enough problems. Now they're going to start measuring their CO2 emission. It's irrelevant.
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that they needed to get high-quality, affordable food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out except My Patriot Supply because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. When it got to the point that they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner, they stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They got high-quality storable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com. I was talking to my wife tonight, and I was saying our economy slowing down and shutting down is like shooting a deer, and it runs 100 yards before it knows it's been shot, and then it finally dies. She said, well, yeah, when I grew up in Omaha, Nebraska, one time there was an argument in the street and another man shot another man in the head, and the man that got shot in the head had blood pouring out a huge hole, and he was holding it and he walked around gibbering, talking nonsense for about 60 seconds and then just fell over dead. Well, that's what's going to happen with our economy. It is in cardiac arrest. This has been done by design. And the UN, the Chi-Coms, the mainstream media orchestrated it, hyped it, and tried to keep the economy closed. So remember, the depression that's coming and the third world collapse is all on the UN, on Bill and Melinda Gates, on Obama, on Hillary, on Biden, on the Democrats. We tried to stop it. We tried to fight it. But you guys said you wanted to wreck America and the world, and now you've done it. Congratulations. I don't like coming to you every day on the radio and TV stations that you watch and listen to us on and telling you all these horrible things. But you notice almost everything we've talked about horrible has come true. We were warning everybody to try to stop it. It's like telling somebody if you got a pool, put a fence around it if you have little kids, because even if they're good swimmers, they can hit their head and drown. People don't listen. They go out and their kid's dead in the pool. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the death of the third world and the collapse of the first world. And this is 21st century warfare carried out by the globalists. And they admit they've orchestrated it. They admit it's, quote, good to save the earth. And they're teaching us to be more frugal. And they want to make us poor so they can dictate our surrender to this post-human technocracy. I know all this sounds insane when I was talking about it 25 years ago. But now it's public because it's their operations manual. I wish this wasn't the case. But there really are evil psychopaths in control of most major institutions, and we've got to stop them.
The ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, Bodies, is available at 40% off at the InfoWars store. Using pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper, Bodies makes for optimal formula absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Truly utilizing its potential, Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. And with five other organic herbs and extracts, Bodies is a synergistic powerhouse of full body support. We worked hard to create a formula that takes advantage of the power of turmeric. Check out Bodies today for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com and see what this time-tested ingredient can add to your daily routine.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Well, as usual, we have Harvard experts that are now telling us how we need to run our society. The Harvard University Safra Center on Ethics said in a statement, what people need to recognize is that a massively scaled up testing, tracing, and supported isolation system is the alternative to national quarantine. Well, it's not quarantine when you lock up healthy people. That's house arrest. And so the experts have put together their roadmap to pandemic resilience. They said that COVID-19 is, quote, a profound threat to our democracy, comparable to the Great Depression and World War II. That's right. This is the fourth turning. And as I pointed out many times, the last fourth turning was the Great Depression and World War II. It's now 80 years later, and as Strauss and Howe pointed out, this is a cycle in human history. It's just like the seasons that we see. They're very well aware of how to control us psychologically. They're very well aware of the cycles of the humans that we go through. Strauss and Howe documented it back 500 years. And so these people want to manipulate this for their own purpose, to take us deeper into a technocracy, a totalitarian technocracy. So they outlined the three main components to safely end national quarantine: testing, tracing, and supported isolation. They call that TTSI. Well, let me tell you what they're talking about. They're talking about testing, surveillance, and house arrest. I call that TSHA. Tisha. What I call it. Total BS, as a matter of fact. But if you think that this is something that's just being done by people outside the Trump administration, people who are independent of President Trump, and they're saying, we got to have 20 million tests a day before we're going to lift the lockdown. And how long has it been? It's almost 2 months now since I showed you that report at a cybersecurity expert, a white hat, actually not some shill who works for Forbes or CNBC. And he said, look, this risk, this is what we're talking about doing, giving you a test every day. If you get outside your little house arrest area, you have to get a test. We'll run you through the database, and then if you pass, we'll give you this little green band that goes around your wrist. Of course, it'll change colors every day. And then you'll be free to travel for a day, for 24 hours. And then when you get out of your hole the next day, then you'll have to get another test to travel. There it is right there. This is something that has been planned for longer than 30 days, however, folks. Yeah, they want 20 million tests a day needed before they're going to lift the lockdown. I don't consider that to be a lift of the lockdown. That's still house arrest. Get a hall pass. Get a hall pass, just like school, right? And you got all the little crossing guards and hall monitors and snitches and authority figures, just like school. Imagine that. Imagine that your government school was nothing but a conditioning, psychological conditioning of your life. Yeah, that's all it was. They wanted to deliberately dumb you down. They don't want you to think independently. And if by some chance you do, they're going to play whack-a-mole with anything that gets out there. And I want to play for you somebody from the Trump administration. He was on with Jake Tapper, Kevin Hassett, White House economic advisor, Kevin Hassett. He's into this testing stuff as well. This is what Kevin Hassett had to say. Video clip number one.
Why not? Why not implement a nationwide aggressive testing and contact tracing system? What's the downside?
No, there is no downside. In fact, we should use every single test that we can generate. And that's something that we're working overtime on, ramping up testing. You know, we tested about 300,000 people, I think, on Thursday. And there's some new tests that are being approved. And you're exactly right that the objective is to get as much testing as possible. But the really, you know, sad story about my dear colleague in the West Wing is that even with that testing, things can slip through. And so it's a very scary time for everybody.
It's not scary. It's not scary. You're a fearmonger. I look at that guy and it's like, Kevin Hassett. Who is he? Was he on the ballot last time? I don't remember voting for him. Did you vote for him? Is he a doctor? He's a White House economic advisor. Who is he? He's some little cretin that works in the backwater of the swamp for the Trump administration, for the White House. And he says there's no downside to testing. Let me tell you the downside to testing. This is out of Nashville. I already talked about this briefly a couple of times. The coronavirus patient was arrested Thursday after a prosecutor said that he jumped a fence in the incarceration area of the Nashville Fairgrounds. A 39-year-old man was taken to the Nashville Fairgrounds because he tested positive for the coronavirus. Is that a downside? Taking you into an incarceration area, into a camp, and then when you've had enough of it and you jump out, they arrested him and they charged him with escape from a penal institution. Is that a downside, Kevin? These people are the ones who need to be arrested. Kevin Hassett needs to be put into a FEMA camp. He and Jake Tapper and the rest of these people who have been screaming fire in a crowded theater when there is no fire in a crowded theater, creating panic and continuing to push the panic button. They're the ones who need to be put in a FEMA camp. Not somebody who gets flagged from one of their unreliable tests. That's the downside. I will not be wearing a mask. I will not be taking a test. And I will not be staying in my home. Metro Parks has charged a man with a single count of escape from a penal institution. The statute that defines this crime makes no mention of it ever being used to enforce quarantine orders. Well, why not? I mean, we don't care about what the law says. We don't care what the Constitution says. We're just doing whatever we want. And this is the Metropolitan Health Department who charged him, not the police. Yeah, like Eric Schmidt said, in just a couple of months, we've had more than 10 years of change. And they've got exactly what they want. We got experts and technocrats who have got their boot on our throat, and they're just stomping us in the face over and over again. This is the downside of it, folks. So, I want a second opinion when we look at this stuff. Johnson & Johnson, as we reported on Infowars.com, also on one of the Sunday shows yesterday. This was the ABC Sunday show this week with George Stephanopoulos. And he said, Johnson & Johnson CEO, Paul Stoffels, says, we're going to ramp up to 1 billion coronavirus vaccines next year. It's spreading around the world so fast, so significantly, that we'll need a vaccine to control it. This has been, from the very beginning, obviously, the only way that they are going to let us out of our holes. And you've got this clip. Let's play that clip. We've got just about enough time to play that. Here is the CEO of Johnson & Johnson talking about his vaccine.
Let me begin with you. Will this pass without a vaccine? And where do things stand with what you're working on right now?
Well, we all hope it will pass by without a vaccine, because that would be great if the disease goes away very quickly. But we don't think so. It's now spreading around the world so fast and so significant that we need a vaccine to control it. Where are we? We are preparing clinical trials. We are fully in upscaling, and we start clinical trials in September and hopefully have data by the end of the year, as well as now working towards 1 billion vaccines for next year. So we are upscaling manufacturing, and we start producing later in the year with the aim to deliver 1 billion vaccines next year.
Ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. No liability.
So that's all
on
next
that.
Year. Is there any possibility that the hope that the president had called for earlier in the week, that there could actually be some kind of an effective vaccine in 2020? Is that realistic at all?
Well, clinical trials will need to be done to show that is effective, and that will take some time.
All right, we got to take a break. Yeah, Operation Warp Speed is what President Trump calls it. Yeah, they've already skipped animal testing because we don't need to be concerned about safety, right? This guy doesn't have to be concerned about safety. With Fauci, Tony Fauci was there when they gave legal immunity to these people. Now he can sell 1 billion of these things without any liability.
Please remember that we have a lot of great products that have been out of stock, back in stock, like krill oil. We have the ultimate krill oil. If you don't know the benefits of krill oil, it's incredible. Everything in your body, for your heart, your skin, your libido, your stamina, your dreams. Take one of these before you go to sleep. It's well known. Experience it for yourself. Infowarsstore.com. X2 sold out for months. Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, back in stock, 50% off. Vaso Beats, back in stock, 50% off. Vitamineral Fusion, back in stock, 50% off. Real Red Pill, Red Red Pill Plus, with all the vitamins and minerals and the pregnenolone. That's close to selling out. Both formulas were really close to selling out. Real Red Pill Plus, it's got some stimulant in it, natural caffeine. That's close to selling out. 50% off still. Infowarsstore.com. And we're already talking to our suppliers, and some of them are saying we may not take orders in a few months. So I may not ever be able to get products again. Things are collapsing so bad, folks. This is total depression. The infrastructure is going down. Get the products while you still can.
I've hunted a lot of big game at long distances with high caliber rifles, and when you shoot an elk at, say, 600 yards, even if you hit them right in the heart, they'll still run 50, 60, 70, maybe 100 yards. They've got that adrenaline pumping through their arteries and through their veins. But all of a sudden, they slow down. They realize what's happened. They fall over, and they die. Then you go bag them and haul them back in. Well, that's what's going to happen to the entire world now. And that's what the economic numbers show, is that we've been shot right in the heart. And for the first world, it's going to mean a long, horrible depression and a lot of death. Well, for the third world, it's going to mean probably over 100 million dead, according to the UN, and I believe their numbers, because it's the very UN that's orchestrated this to depopulate the third world. So to all the leftists that thought it was their revolution to get rid of Trump, you're a bunch of suckers, and you bought into something bigger than what Hitler did.
InfoWars has become a symbol, an emblem of not just American freedom, but worldwide maverick spirit. It's not just myself or the host at InfoWars, or the researchers, or the journalists. It's you, the listeners, the activists, the people on the front lines in the arena. And it's the amazing guests and individuals that we interview that make InfoWars so special, because we're not putting a filter in front of free minds. We're having an open, discussion about the real state of the world, not the establishment talking points that are put out by the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderberg Group, Davos Group, and other globalists. We're pushing for a pro-human future where we build a planet and beyond based on humans, for humans, by humans. Not a world where the establishment hate themselves, project their hate onto us, and decide we're going to have a post-human world. I'm really excited to know that InfoWars has your support, and I want to thank you all for being pro-human and pro-God. The America that we've known and loved, the America that was the land of the free, home of the brave, is dying right now. And everything our enemies are doing is about domesticating us, shutting us down, and making us dependent on them. The food shortages have begun. The depression is going to be long and very, very serious. In fact, it's probably too late now to even turn back. Trump tried to stop it, but the mainstream media working with the Chi-Coms blocked it. That's why you and myself, everybody else, has to get prepared now. Do not wait. It's not about the virus. It's about the economic chaos that's going to be unleashed in the next 6 months to a year. Get your high-quality, storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. They're available again, but for a limited time. The food supply is running out. There are major shortages. This is a globalist siege, a globalist lockdown, globalist terrorism. But we, the people, the patriots, have to be prepared. We've already been proven right about prepping so far. We'll get ready to be really proven right. Get your storable foods now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, so yesterday on the Sunday show, George Stephanopoulos, the ABC Sunday show, is talking to the CEO of Johnson & Johnson. We will have a billion vaccines ready to go this year. Well, can you have it by the end of the year? Everybody's push, push, push. President Trump, Operation Warp Speed, right? Yeah, we're at ludicrous speed here. We skip the animal testing, go straight to the humans, right? Because we don't care about any of the health effects of this. No, we've got to have the vaccine. Is President Trump doing this because, you know, we got to get, you know, give everybody their shots. They can all go back to work and then the economy can get enough of a boost so I can get reelected, or whatever his calculus is. It is reprehensible. He knows better than this. He has tweeted out before questions about the safety and the efficacy of vaccines. And now he's completely betrayed that and us and us. I want to play for you. I think this is subtitled, isn't it, guys? Video clip number 8. This is a German lawyer, and he's talking about how they have a new law that is going to require compulsory coronavirus vaccines for everyone. He's very concerned about it. And he goes back and he ties it to the DDR, the East German communists. He said, yeah, they had mandatory vaccines. I want to play this for you. Video clip number 8. This is a German lawyer.
Guten Tag zusammen. Mein Name ist Gordon Pankala. Ich bin Rechtsanwalt aus Köln.
Hello everyone. My name is Gordon Pankala. I'm a lawyer. Currently, the German federal government is preparing a draft for the second law for the protection of the population in case of a nationwide epidemic situation. I want to explain to you what it says here. This will introduce compulsory vaccination for everyone. Merkel, Spahn, Drosten have been constantly repeating that we will only get our previous normalcy back when the vaccine is available. See, it's a globalist thing there. They're saying it over and over again. They're reading the globalist script. You said, you know what this reminds me of? The dictatorship in the DDR, where there was also compulsory vaccination. The MDR wrote on May 2nd, that's their local public broadcasting of the socialist system, this is what the DDR was all about when it came to vaccinating. A claim that culminated as the socialist solution became the best prophylaxis. We all know where Ms. Merkel comes from. That's right, she comes from the East Germany. A mandatory vaccination which became more and more comprehensive. It included polio, diphtheria, whooping cough, tuberculosis, and so on. And from the 1970s on, it also included measles, and it was recommended, so on and so on. Up to the age of 18, DDR adolescents received a total of 20 vaccinations decreed by government. That's an infringement of a person's bodily integrity. And this is what this new drafted law will do. This is what is being prepared. We'll only get our normalcy back when we are forced vaccinated. That is simply the case. Yeah, well, I'm sorry, but, you know, forced vaccination is not normal. And we're not going to embrace that so-called normality. You know, over the weekend, I had an individual tweet to me three cuts from a BBC TV series called Utopia. It aired for 2 years. And these clips are from the second year. It was about a conspiracy to radically eliminate the population. Down to about 500,000, you know, like the Georgia Guidestones. And at the core of it was a vaccine program, mandatory vaccine program. And I want to play for you a clip of this and give a shout out. Thanks to Chewbacca 20001 for pulling up these clips. There's three of them. I'll play one of them for you right now. This is about the campaign for V-Day, where they're going to vaccinate the entire world in one day. Hyperspeed, Operation Warp Speed, right? Got to do it all in one day because, you know, if you roll this out, people are going to realize that they're dying. They're dying. This is why they're doing this. Why the Trump administration is pushing this. Yes, predictive programming. We've been telling you this is going to happen for a long time, but I tell you, nobody laid it out as well with the acting and everything else as this series, Utopia. Let's play that clip.
Every time a new drug is developed, there are winners and losers. If you're watching this, you're a winner, but not everyone is so lucky.
On average, vaccines reach the third world 15 years after we get them. That's 15 years of disease, of misery, of death.
Russian flu has the potential to kill millions, but there is a vaccine. As usual, we'll get it first. The developing world left to beg, left to die.
But we want to say, no, not this time. V-Day is an initiative started by the Rashane Foundation to get the Russian flu vaccine to everyone at the same time. On the 16th of November, V-Day.
It means us waiting a few months for the vaccine so that they don't have to wait decades. Isn't that worth it?
Isn't that nice? V-Day. We're going to help the third world.
Not this
time. Do it all in one day.
This time, we live together.
Are you serious? This?
We launch V-Day on Wednesday. Lear's Rashane Foundation will back the campaign, underwriting the cost for countries that can't afford it.
How much will that be?
$268 billion.
That's six times the deficit. You can't afford that. No NGO is anywhere near that kind of money.
We have $23 billion. My husband is worth $11 billion, and he's leaving it all to us. He will die next week. His example will be followed. Alexander Levchenko, $23 billion. We're harvesting the rich, Jeff. We have celebrities and NGOs ready to back us. It's a good thing. But you're the most important. You run the health department, and the department now owns Corvat. If you say no one gets the vaccine until we all do, so be it.
I can't do that. That's political suicide. My career will be over.
How do you think you got your career? Through talent and ability? You've got your career because we gave it to you. You have only one talent, Jeff, and it's doing what you're told.
How many politicians are like that? I apologize for the profanity there. We ditched that for our broadcasters. We'll pull that out of the archives, but if you're listening to that live, that got through. You know, we go back and we look at what is happening in Germany and what that lawyer was saying. He said, you know, what they're doing is they're imposing the kinds of authoritarian mandates for vaccines that were common in the DDR in East Germany. And of course, we're now having all of those things being superimposed on us, right? The snitches, the surveillance that you had that East Germany was so well known for, mandates of vaccine, because, you know, you don't have any liberty or freedom in East Germany. And I've talked about this many times. I've talked about how the church had a role in the fall of the Berlin Wall. But here's some of the details on this. This is an article that goes back to the fall from ABC. They said, there are many reasons for the fall of the Berlin Wall and the collapse of communism, a conspicuously failed economic system, disillusionment with Marxism and other things. A less known but vital part of the story was the German peace movement that began in East German churches from about 1980. Among a population driven to paranoid suspicion and fear by the pervasive network of Stasi officers and informers, that's exactly what they're creating in our country now, the churches became a base for community discussions and agitation for change. They provided a rare forum to express hunger for individual freedom and a peaceful resolution for the Cold War conflict. In September 1983, at the Protestant Church Congress in Wittenberg, Germany, Pastor Friedrich Schlorlimmer organized to have a sword melted down and turned into a plowshare. Going back to the vision of peace in Isaiah and Micah. In East Germany, this became a powerful symbol of nonviolent push for change. Literally melted down a sword and formed a plowshare. It's remarkable that it got away with such an overtly political statement in those days and in that place. Most people did not, but he did. And we got to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you what followed up after that, how the church led this overthrow, did it peacefully. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to be talking to somebody who is doing the same thing here in America, in Illinois, a pastor who is challenging this and trying to push this back in a peaceful way. And I think he's going to succeed. He's got God on his side. Folks, if you want to keep us here, you'll notice how desperate they are. How desperate they are to shut down Plandemic, to shut down InfoWars, to shut down any information. They don't want to oppose us. They don't want to argue with us. They want to silence us. You've been very good to stand with us. We really do appreciate your support. We're talking about how they said, well, you know, they're putting out some very dangerous ideas, like it's unhealthy to be inside. Yeah, it is. Winter sun, vitamin D. Make sure that you have vitamin D. It helps to build a healthy immune system. It's not going to kill the virus, but if you've got a healthy immune system, you can handle it. And they've noticed that it is the biggest issue of people who have issues with autoimmune disease and with coronavirus. We also have storable food back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
It took hundreds and hundreds of years of human civilization to build up the world economy to where it is. Every economist is on record saying that as this economy has been shut down for 2 months, it is going to be a death sentence to the third world and a horrible, nightmarish collapse for the first world, and that the general public is going to go into deep, deep debt to the mega banks. They're not going to have medical ID cards, forced inoculation. We are now in a giant dystopia. But a lot of people are waking up, and there is a major backlash taking place against this tyranny, and we must all rediscover our Bill of Rights, rediscover our Constitution and our backbone, and start saying no to people who take this moral high ground and say, shut your business down, shut your life down, it'll save lives. No, it's caused millions to already starve to death, tens of millions more. So the cowards who went along with this with your virtue signaling, you have destroyed your lives and our lives. Congratulations.
The lockdown is permanent dictatorship. The lockdown is designed to have the public accept their basic rights being suspended in a global medical tyranny led by the WHO and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in full control. Many will submit through fear. Others will be bought off. But in the end, the globalists admit they're building a post-human world. And now that we're inside the cage, it's going to move very, very quickly into its end game. Submission to this is a form of living death and committing the next generation and our own generation to a living hell that cannot be imagined until you're actually experiencing this. This is your dignity, your soul, your future being torn inside out. This is a scientific dictatorship taking full control of humanity for its own selfish, disgusting power trip.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I played for you the German lawyer who was warning about the so-called German Infection Protection Act. Soul vaccination, roll up your sleeve. Because you ain't got it, you just might have the disease. The German Infection Protection. And you are the suspected infected, so you got to be locked down, right? No, this is a German Infection Protection Act. It'll impose a mandatory coronavirus vaccine and strip citizens of basic civil liberties. Your ability to decide what goes into your body. Your ability to have informed consent about health care. And this is the thing that bothers me so much about the path that we're taking here in America. Look, we can debate all day long about treatments and so forth, and you'll always find different doctors with different opinions. But the bottom line is, it has to be something that you and your doctor agree with. And we've got to keep the government out of the doctor-patient relationship. It is absolutely imperative. There is no authority for the Constitution to intrude itself into the doctor-patient relationship. None whatsoever. None. Zero. All these people, my body, my choice. Where are they now? No. They're not about that. They're simply eugenicists. And so as we talk about this guy saying, yeah, you know, it was in East Germany where they didn't have any freedom. It was in East Germany where they turned everybody into snitches, where they monitored everything that everybody did. And that's all of that is being now brought in. Mandatory vaccines, total surveillance, snitches everywhere. It is the Stasi police state. Now, you know, many times I've interviewed William Binney and he said, what we already have, and this is before this imposition, years ago when I interviewed him. He said, what we have already, he says, I spent decades. He was the chief technical, he was head of all the technical side of the NSA. And he said, for decades, I monitored East Germany. He said, what we have here already is far worse than what they had in East Germany because we have the technology that gives us leverage. And we have completely thrown off the law and ethics and any concern about individual liberty. And so let's go back to East Germany. How did that end? Because we're going to be talking to Steve Castle this hour. And we go back and take a look at what happened as the Berlin Wall came down. We talked about the pastor who in 1983 got together. They melted a sword down into a plowshare. Very big symbolism there. But it was a grungy, unremarkable city of Leipzig, reports ABC, that became the epicenter for popular opposition. From 1980... the Church of St. Nicholas, with only a small congregation of worshipers, began to host Monday night prayers for peace meetings. Under the pastor, Christian Führer, these meetings, which would begin with people reciting the Beatitudes from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, blessed are the peacemakers, they shall be called the children of God, and so on, soon became a regular meeting where believers were joined by anyone interested in discussing things like disarmament or the right to travel freely. How about that? Momentum built over time. Those gathered would end the meeting by marching together through the streets calling for change. By 1988, and remember, 1989 was when the wall came down. 1988, that was when Bernie Sanders was over there celebrating with their Russian masters. But by 1988, 600 people would meet on a Monday. This swelled to 4,000 in September 1989. And when in early October of that year, the government cracked down with arrests and beatings, the stage was set for a serious confrontation of the possibility of brutal violence against the protesters. The government promised as much, and hospitals were readied for the carnage to come. On the 9th of October, in an atmosphere of resolute defiance among both the protesters and the authorities, 6,000 people, their number included hundreds of Stasi officials. Think about that. The Stasi is now turning. Turned up to the church and another 65,000 in the surrounding streets. It was easily the largest anti-communist demonstration in the country's history. The crowd set off on a march holding candles and linking arms and waiting for what seemed to be an inevitable massacre. This is what's going to turn it around in the U.S. Nonviolent, peaceful resistance by people who are meek but not weak. We'll be right back.
Make a friend with death. It's a saying so old that no one knows who first said it. Every culture has their own way of memorializing that simple statement. But you don't want to make a friend of the death of civilization and the death of the human species. The moment of truth is now here. We are facing the post-human era. And I've been warning you for many years they would use a global viral crisis to click, put us in the cage, and then roll out the robot takeover. This is just the beta test. China's moving out of beta and into operational control. In just a few years, we will be under full globalist control. Forced inoculations, total surveillance. We're all being taught that we are obsolete. The term they use is non-essential. This is not some dystopian novel. This is reality. This is the New World Order. This is Satanism.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Coming up in the next segment, we're going to be talking to a pastor in Illinois who is taking on the Illinois governor there. The governor says coronavirus restrictions are necessary, quote, until we are able to eradicate it. Saying the same thing that Trump's Fauci says. And Fauci belongs to Trump. Trump owns Fauci. He gives him the platform, the pulpit, the bully pulpit to scare and to the rest of the country. And this is not going to end. Even as they roll back these restrictions, it will not end as long as you have Fauci and Birx and these people, these public health experts, scaring people to death. Unless and until President Trump removes them, puts somebody up who can show what liars they are and speak truth to the American people. And we got many medical professionals, epidemiologists, doctors around the world and in the United States who are speaking truth. But their voices are drowned out. They're purged off of YouTube and other places. And President Trump is giving the platform to Fauci and Birx. And even if you say that they can open up, nobody's going to go shopping again because people are afraid for their lives and locked down. And so this pastor speaks to that as well as to this Illinois governor in a staff editorial. The Chicago Tribune called the governor of Illinois' plan, quote, cautious in the extreme, noting that it bans reopening schools, barbershops, salons, gyms, bars, restaurants, and so on, and then only opening them with capacity restrictions, as we've done now in Texas. And I got to say, Governor Abbott is no better on this. He's opened it up, but, you know, you can't have more than 25% occupancy if a single person in the county has been tested and found positive for coronavirus. Nobody can survive on 25% capacity. Shame on you, Governor Abbott. You have reneged on your oath to the Constitution. You have assumed dictatorial powers in defiance of the rule of law and the Constitution. You are a disgrace. And so is President Trump. All these people, Republican or Democrat, I don't care who they are. There's only a few people at the local level who are standing with the Constitution. The governor says, we'll open those with restrictions, but only after the advent of a vaccine. The editorial said, actually, Pritzker is being more than just cautious. He has moved the goalposts. That's exactly what they're doing. It is a Nazi Stasi scheme. This is something out of the worst aspects of the National Socialists, and then the Marxists in East Germany after the war. The lawyer who was saying, you know, this mandatory vaccine situation, that goes back to the DDR. Well, let's go back to the DDR and how this ended. Again, I was telling you how momentum built over time. And so by 1988, they'd have 600 people who would meet in this church in Leipzig. Swelled to 4,000 in September 1989. By October, the government started beating people in the streets. And then the people responded by showing up in larger numbers. They had over 6,000 people show up on the 9th of October. Many of them Stasi officials. And they had about 65,000 people in the surrounding streets. And they started marching down the streets and to the wall, where if you get within a certain area, the people on the wall would typically shoot you. Right? These people are just nonviolently marching in defiance of this tyranny. The crowd set off on a march holding candles, linking arms, waiting for the what seemed to be an inevitable massacre. Organizers feared the worst, but implored their people not to give the riot police any excuse to act against them. We have to remember this. Remember this. This is the way we're going to take our country back. The marchers held banners proclaiming, "We are the people." They called out their slogan, "No violence." Astonishingly, inexplicably, the guns remained silent. The only thing the government wasn't prepared for was candles and prayers, said the pastor. 15 days later, 300,000 people turned out on the streets of Leipzig. It became the inspiration for the escalated popular opposition around the country that put so much pressure on the East German regime. These were vital ingredients in what eventually brought down the wall, and Leipzig earned the nickname the Hero City. In the days of the Nazi threat, the German church's story was one of catastrophic failure, collusion, widespread cowardice, and self-interest. The role of the churches in the demise of communist East Germany, while only one of many factors, is a brighter story. Players in this drama, like the pastor, Christian Führer, represent some of the best the church has offered. Commitment to the greater good, true community engaging not only the faithful, but those outside the church in a common and righteous cause. These figures also embodied the radical, counterintuitive teachings of Jesus to resist evil, but to refuse violence in doing so. I want to play for you real quickly something from the this pastor is going to be joining us in the next segment. He had, this is his last sermon that he recorded before he opened for face-to-face meetings yesterday and the week before. And this was the week prior to that, talking about the danger of isolation. Let's play video clip number two.
It's causing things like drug abuse and alcohol abuse to skyrocket. It's causing pornography addictions to skyrocket. It's causing 210,000 more children to be sexually and physically abused. It's causing a 309% rise in attempted and actual suicides. The murder-suicide rate has doubled, 102% higher than it was six weeks ago. I can go on and on and on. This is not a good thing. Isolation is demonic. Intimacy is what the kingdom of God is about. There is a ton of people that have made an isolation type lifestyle something that they've embraced, that's even been a target for them, that they wanted to get farther and farther away from people and less people in their lives. I can give you story after story of people that I know that I love. People that I'm very, very close to, very intimate with, and they are literally looking for reasons to cut more people out of their lives. To get down to the number of people and the amount of transparency that they live their lives in. To be more and more isolated, thinking that they're creating a healthy environment. But let me say this. Jesus does his greatest work in intimacy. Jesus does his greatest work in intimacy. And the devil does his greatest work in isolation. The devil does his greatest works in isolation. Man, I hope that drills down on the inside of you. You are called to be a part of a family. You are called into intimacy. God created it that way. The devil wants you to be an orphan and wants you isolated. Not just during the pandemic, in general. He wants you just cohabitating in a house. Or nobody in a house, just you by yourself. Just you, the cat lady. The problem with that is there's no such thing as bottom. It can always get worse. It can always get worse. Right now, in America, in the center of this pandemic, the suicide rate and the attempted suicide, the attempted and the rate together, added together, is up 309%. 309%. That's what happens in isolation. That's what happens. And if you're out there and you're promoting people to quarantine and to isolate, you may be sentencing someone to death.
All right, we're going to be talking to Pastor Steve Castle that you heard right there when we come back. His church is the BelovedChurchIllinois.com. We'll be right back.
Feudalism in the ancient world, from Asia to Europe, from Africa to Latin America, was the most common form of government. You had a ruling class, the nobility, with a king and queen sitting on top of it, and the rest of the public were kept at a subsistence, starving level for control. In fact, in most cultures, they called the peasants the little people because they were usually a foot or more shorter than the lords and ladies, because they kept them, again, at a starving level. They were so busy trying to survive, they would never try to challenge the entrenched elite. Well, now all the big Google owners and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, the Jeff Bezos of the world, they're sitting back on their giant estates with their jet helicopters and private jets, living the life, laughing at you, shut down, going bankrupt in the third world, starving to death. Their religion is power and control, and they are pressing that advantage against us. We must break free from these monsters. I'm cutting this ad on May 10th, 2020. And within a week or so, many of the best-selling items that we're selling at InfoWarsStore.com will no longer be at 50% off. In fact, last year I said I can't do 50% off anymore because our markup just isn't enough for us to be able to get enough profit to operate this operation. But I want you to get the ultimate krill oil. I want you to get VasoBeats. I want you to get DNA Force Plus. I want you to experience X2. I want you to get Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus. They're all in stock right now, and they're 30 to 60% off. More than 20 items are 50% off right now, but we're going to have to end the sale on most items in about a week because a lot of the products are getting close to selling out, like Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, and VasoBeats. So take action, be healthier, boost your body's natural defenses, and fund the InfoWar, getting these great products at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars can now offer high-quality storable food again. Other manufacturers were sold out 8 weeks ago, and they told people they had food. And most folks never were delivered their food. Well, when our sponsors' food began to run short, they just suspended sales till they opened more factories and secured more food. So if you get your orders in right now, they can take new orders and get it to you quickly. They'll probably have to suspend orders very, very soon again because the lockdown of the economy is killing food distribution, farming, you name it, and now it's mainstream news that food shortages and delivery are already starting to happen. If Trump could turn the economy back on and wrest control of our system away from the globalists, things may be okay, but it looks like it's going to get very, very rough. So again, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to secure the number one thing you need, high-quality, storable food, ready to get to you and your family now. If you get your orders in at InfoWarsStore.com.
It was only 4 months ago that I warned President Trump and the American people that Cobra would never stand for you resisting our takeover. There is no limit to which we will not stoop to make you bow via the fear that is innate in your hearts. It was I, the leader of Cobra, that foresaw your inner cowardice and how much you would enjoy watching Netflix and wearing masks in clubs when you went out to feel all important like you were in a war. When the real target of Cobra was always the billions of people at the edge of starvation who are now dying at the tune of over a million people every 3 weeks. Cobra thanks you for what you've done. Continue the lockdowns while I depopulate the planet. Hail Cobra!
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to talk to Pastor Steve Castle. He's up in Illinois, a small town in Illinois. I think he can correct me on this. I think he's got about 2,900 people or something like that. And in this small town, the small church, this pastor is taking a stand against the governor of Illinois, who has demanded, as I read for you in the last segment, that things are not going to open up until you got a vaccine. And then only partially, right? his website is belovedchurchillinois.com. You can find him at stevecassell.com. That's C-A-S-S-E-L-L. And you can find him on Facebook, Steve Castle, and Steve Castle Ministries. Joining us now is Steve Castle. Thank you for joining us, Steve.
I am super honored to be a part of what you're doing here, David.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm so pleased to have you on because, as I told you when I contacted you, I said, Steve was on when I came in. I come in pretty early in the morning, shortly after 4 o'clock in the morning, and they had Fox and Friends first on. And they had Steve on, and they were just, they were not very friendly to you, Steve. They were very friendly to the governor who was shutting everything down. I couldn't believe it, but I really liked what you had to say. Took me a while to find you, but I really want to talk about what's going on up there last couple of weeks.
If we go by what the governor's plan is, I mean, obviously we're all fully aware that this has little to do with a virus and much to do about a whole background of stuff that I really don't even want to get into in the moment. But if we go by what the governor has allowed us to do by the Constitution, our church will not legally be open for somewhere between 1 and 3 years.
That's right.
That is his plan. His 5-step plan, his 5-stage plan, has Beloved Church opening in a New Testament way in between 1 and 3 years.
And that's the thing for people to understand is that this is a long, drawn out period of conditioning. That's why they keep moving the goalposts. That's why they keep stretching this out, because this is a conditioning operation. We've seen it happen at the airports in the wake of 9/11, and we understand what happens to that. But now you've met for the last, I've played some excerpts from your last online sermon, and you said, we're going to open up the next week. Well, that was, you've had now 2 services, including the one yesterday. Tell us what's happened at these services as you've opened up. What's happened with the community? What's happened with law enforcement there locally?
Yes, sir. So we've had 2 live and in-person services since we filed our lawsuit against Mr. Pritzker. And we have had little to no resistance. The first Sunday, which would have been about 11 day, or 8 days ago, we had a protester who sat across the street. In her lawn chair, because she lives in the triplex across the street, and I think she was partaking of some of her own spirits, if you know what I mean. and they were so, the news were so desperate that they literally interviewed her. It was one of the greatest things that we could have had happen for us, because they interviewed a protester who obviously is not the kind of person that you want your children to grow up to be.
So she was having a tailgate party across the street or something, right?
Yeah, and she was feisty. And then we had one other protester show up in a car, and he happened to park behind one of the police chief deputies that was stationed there to protect us by order of the police chief, to protect our First Amendment rights and to make sure nobody did anything stupid to any of us or our people. And the only other protester showed up in his car, got out of his car, and he was stomped over to the police car. And he's like, let's go do something about these people breaking the law. And the deputy, is a Tea Party guy and a constitutionalist. And he said, I'm here to protect their First Amendment rights. And so if you've got a problem, if you're planning on causing any problems, you need to understand that I'm here to protect them. And the guy got all flustered and mad, and he got back in his car and he drove away.
That's great. So, Steve, I've been telling everybody we've got cases like this across the country. It seems like, as we've noticed this happening, the only help that we get for our constitutional rights, if it comes at all, is going to be from local law enforcement. We've seen good sheriffs, good police departments like you've got there in your town. Governors, for the most part, state legislatures, AWOL, judges, AWOL, for the most part. And of course, the president, AWOL in this. Nobody seems to care about it except the sheriffs. That's why I said this next election has to be, people have to be focused on this from the bottom up, because that's where the rubber meets the road on your personal freedoms, is right there in your town. You got to make sure you got the right people in charge there. What is happening now? You're working with the Thomas More Law Center in terms of challenging the legal aspects of the governor. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, they have been incredible. We've actually been working on this. So we received a cease and desist letter on 3/31, which would have been 2 days after our last service that we had in person. We went, I think it was 3 weeks after the governor made his draconian law, quote unquote law, his executive order. In protest. We just continued to have services because we didn't believe the narrative, and we didn't acknowledge the governor's authority to violate the First Amendment and the sister clauses in the Illinois Constitution. And so we continue to carry on. We received on 3/31 a cease and desist from the local health department with the threats of 2 to 4 years in jail, you know, and tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars of fines on me and anybody in our services. And so what I determined to do was, in order to protect my people, because it wasn't just about me. I have no problem going to jail. I have no problem being persecuted or prosecuted in any way for the gospel. It would actually, in a way, it would be a little bit of a badge of honor. Since my name is Stephen and I'm named after the first martyr in the Bible, I would have no problem standing up for the witness of the Lord Jesus Christ. But when they started to threaten my people and threaten the families in our church, and that was one of those things that they got you. It's like one of those movies, you know, where they you got this guy out there and he's messing with the mob and he's doing all this, you know, he's taking them down and all that, and then they go kidnap his family. And then they put a gun to his family's head and they say, You either stop or we'll kill your children. And so as a pastor, as a shepherd, I love my people. And so when the threats and the fallout started to land on my people's heads,
Well, that's what they did to General Flynn. They threatened his son, and that's what got him to sign that. So, they know how to do that type of thing. It's very important, and we're going to talk about why you chose to do this, why this is important to the church, because there's a lot of churches out there that said, all right, we'll just do the online thing, and now a lot of them, as Franklin Graham is saying, it looks like this is simply about control. I think a lot of churches are starting to understand that. And so let's talk about how the churches are coming together with the Thomas More Law Center to push legally to support their liberties. And we've seen this type of thing happen before when the IRS tried to put gag orders, political gag orders on pastors if they wanted to say, well, you know, we're pro-life and I want you to know these are the candidates who are pro-life. You need to vote for them. He said, no, you can't do that. They said, show us in the First Amendment where that is. They started recording their sermons and sending it to the IRS, and the IRS backed down on that because they have the freedom to say that, free speech. So let's talk about the importance of this when we come back, the importance of the principle that's being established here with these shutdowns when we return. Steve Cassell, again, you can find him at belovedchurchillinois.com and stevecassell.com, C-A-S-S-E-L-L. We'll be right back.
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing. They're cutting edge. You love them. I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so don't spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So, this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out and smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run. It'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around, goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that. And I fundamentally, at a cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient, people are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crises going on, get your storable food now.
Please remember that we have a lot of great products that have been out of stock, back in stock, like krill oil. We have the ultimate krill oil. If you don't know the benefits of krill oil, it's incredible. Everything in your body, for your heart, your skin, your libido, your stamina, your dreams. Take one of these before you go to sleep. It's well known. Experience it for yourself. Infowarsstore.com. X2 sold out for months. Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, back in stock, 50% off. Vaso Beats, back in stock, 50% off. Vitamineral Fusion, back in stock, 50% off. Real Red Pill, Red Red Pill Plus, with all the vitamins and minerals and the pregnenolone. That's close to selling out. Both formulas were really close to selling out. Real Red Pill Plus, it's got some stimulant in it, natural caffeine. That's close to selling out. 50% off still. Infowarsstore.com. And we're already talking to our suppliers, and some of them are saying we may not take orders in a few months. I may not ever be able to get products again. Things are collapsing so bad, folks. This is total depression. The infrastructure is going down. Get the products while you still can.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. Chill Force is our solution for a true, healthy relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to Brain Force Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get Chill Force today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Without the freedom to offend, there is no free speech. It's the David Knight Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
We're talking to Pastor Steve Castle. He is in a small town in Illinois, standing up to the big governor, who has big orders for everybody to take. They have refused to obey those orders. They've also started legal proceedings there. And they're supported by the Thomas More Law Center. Folks, it's very important. It's why I began in the introduction to Steve Castle before we had him on, talking about what happened in East Germany, how that focused around the churches. First, they had 600 people, then 4,000, then 6,000, then 65,000, then 300,000, and they couldn't stop them. And it was just peaceful resistance. Now, sometimes it doesn't go that way. And, you know, we had an American Revolution that was fought here over the principle of a 3% tax on tea. It wasn't a big tax, but it was the principle of how it was imposed. Or you had people who were Christians who were burned to death or thrown to the lions because they refused to just take a pinch of incense and throw it on the altar to the emperor. Sometimes principle matters. So we're going to talk about that coming up. Before we do, Steve, tell us a little bit about what's going on with the Thomas More Law Center. Are there other churches that are standing up in this as well?
Yeah. So when we got our cease and desist letter, I immediately started looking for help. So I sent the little online forms to all the Christian conservative, you know, the ACLJ, the ADF, the First Liberty, Liberty Council. And I basically kind of got crickets. Now I realized the whole world and kind of imploded at that moment. So those guys were probably off and running. And Thomas More Society was just one of the places that I went to get, you know, filled out an online form. And I was just, it was just crickets. And then about 2 or 3 days after I got our cease and desist, I got a response
from a lawyer from Thomas More, who a physical human being actually called me and he got like the 5 minute overview, and he basically was like, I don't know, man, this is not really our thing. You know, they're more known for protecting the sidewalk counselors outside of Planned Parenthood. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, I'll kind of run it by the lawyers in the office. Well, lo and behold, about 24 hours later, he gave me a call back and we talked for about an hour and a half. And we literally talked for probably 2 or 3 hours every single day since then. And it just got more and more momentum. So the reason we actually had to shut down and do kind of the online thing for 4 weeks was because it took that long to get all of our legal ducks in a row in order for us to fight back. Because I wanted to fight with honor and I mm-hmm. wanted to fight it right. I didn't want to be some guy out there with an AR, you know, and throwing expletives at the governor. This is not about Steve Castle versus billionaire Pritzker. This is about the spirit of Christ. We don't wrestle with flesh and blood. We wrestle against spiritual powers and principalities and the rulers of the darkness. And so this isn't me versus him. This is what God wanted the church to establish in the nation. You know, God doesn't just love people. God loves nations, and he wants our nation to have an opportunity to freely respond to him. So that's another thing. So you mentioned the churches. So that's something that I've literally had to do a bunch of praying about and seeking the Lord on, because I've been very disheartened. It's
you
hurt.
And me both.
It's hurt a lot. To see, you know, Steve Castle, basically nobody and nowhere, Illinois, is the only guy that stood up against the monarch and draconian plans and purposes of a socialist ideology.
That's right.
And literally for the first probably up until about maybe yesterday or the day before, I can send you the emails from pastors who are cussing me out, who are mad at me, who I can show you my Facebook page where there are ministries and ministers who are literally livid at me. How dare you? Who do you think you are? What do you think you're doing? It has been crickets by ministers, pastors, church leaders, national leaders. I've reached out to, I won't mention names because I don't want to besmudge them in any way, but I reached out to national and international ministries and organizations that literally have built their entire ministry and organization on trying to defend liberty, on trying to defend the right of the church, on trying to defend some of the core values of what we are. And it has been crickets. That's why,
you know, Steve,
I'm so honored that you reached out to me, David.
I'm not surprised because, you know, Vernon McGee, and he's been dead for a long time. Vernon McGee said that the church in America is going to suffer persecution. And the people who would be coming at them the hardest would be the mainline denominations. And I'm not surprised to hear you say that at all. It's exactly what I expected.
But now here's the thing. So, I have a quote that I, you know, when people contact me, I try to give them an opportunity to connect with us. And so there's a quote from, let me read it to you. This is from Mark Twain. In the beginning of a change, the patriot is a scarce man and brave and hated and scorned. When his cause succeeds, the timid join him, for then it costs nothing to be a patriot. Yeah. And I've seen this literally play out. I mean, as smart and as eloquent as Mark Twain is, he's also prophetic, because that's exactly, wow, look at you. That's exactly what is going on, is that I was the tip of the spear. Me mm-hmm. and Beloved Church, we were the tip of the spear. We broke the bubble. Somebody pushed back. We were the shot that ran across the whole world, you know, whatever you want to put on. And I'm not trying to say this in arrogance. I'm trying to say, like, we did it. And then there was literally, I've gotten 2 to 3 calls a day from other pastors, literally all over the nation. Like, how'd you do it? What'd you do? We were just hoping to have an opportunity to do this. And so as disheartened as I was at the very beginning, where I was literally the whipping boy for not only the government and not only general society that was in panic, but then I was also the whipping boy for the church. Things are starting to come around. This Mark Twain quote is literally prophetic. because people are starting to come around because they're saying, hey, wait a minute. There's a guy out there that's pushing back and he's kind of winning and it's gaining momentum and wow, look, let's go. Let's get it, church. And I've actually had pastors and other church leaders call me and say, hey, will you do a Zoom with me? I'm going to send it out to my church. It's going to be really inspirational. And we're going to open our church. So it has changed. And so that's the good. Lord is.
Well, you know, I think is happening, Steve, is that, you know, everybody wanted to cooperate with the government. We didn't know what this was. We saw some dire predictions and so forth. So everybody said, all right, let's give this a chance. And then as we see that the hospitals are empty, that they're going out of business, they're laying off staff, they're, you know, nobody used the emergency, field hospitals or the emergency medical ships that were sent and so forth. They didn't use the ventilators. It didn't develop. And yet, even though that didn't develop, and even though there's not an epidemic, we see these control measures extended and increased
and
small business owners as well as people who have churches and everybody else with anything, they're looking at this and saying, wait a minute, there's another agenda going on here. They got cards they're not showing, and we need to end this thing now. It's enough time we've had, and now they're going to try to push a second wave of propaganda telling everybody, oh, it's going to double in a couple of – well, of course, because they can come up with any numbers that they want to. You know, we've already seen that their numbers in the first wave were made up numbers. They didn't even have any tests to see if anybody had COVID for the most part. They just presumed it. And so, you know, we see the average age of the people is about 80, which is over the life expectancy here in the U.S. So they're going to come up with more narratives to keep people scared. That's why it's so important to have people like you, Steve, who are going to stand there and talk sense to people and talk about the principles that are involved.
Well, and that's one of the things is I want to really... If anyone in your audience would classify themselves as a patriot, would classify themselves as a constitutionalist, would classify themselves as a conservative, would classify themselves as a Christian, you don't have permission to sit this out.
That's right.
You have no permission to sit this out. If any of those categories is something that you would consider yourself to be, you have no right to sit this one out. You have got to be involved. You have got to be engaged. And
we
got to
take a break, Steve. Can you hang on? We'll do one more segment with you. I want to get into why, just from a human standpoint, a Christian standpoint.
It took hundreds and hundreds of years of human civilization to build up the world economy to where it is. Every economist is on record saying that as this economy has been shut down for 2 months, it is going to be a death sentence to the third world and a horrible, nightmarish collapse for the first world, and that the general public is going to go into deep, deep debt to the mega banks. They're not going to have medical ID cards, forced inoculation. We are now in a giant dystopia. But a lot of people are waking up, and there is a major backlash taking place against this tyranny, and we must all rediscover our Bill of Rights, rediscover our Constitution and our backbone, and start saying no to people who take this moral high ground and say, shut your business down, shut your life down, it'll save lives. No, it's caused millions to already starve to death, tens of millions more. So the cowards who went along with this with your virtue signaling, you have destroyed your lives and our lives. Congratulations. Hiding in plain view, Politico, the Associated Press, you name it, admit that a half a billion people, extra 500 million, are now at the subsistence starvation level on top of all the millions already starving because of the global lockdown. That is hundreds of times worse than all the deaths in the world caused by COVID-19. And the very people that cooked it up and gave it to the Chi-Coms at the World Health Organization with Bill Gates involved are now the ones running the operation to shut down society, create a depression, and forcibly inoculate everybody. This is insane. Ladies and gentlemen, if they succeed, it's over. You need to get prepared now. You need to get high-quality, storable food now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And you need to get politically active and challenge this verbally everywhere. Big tech is trying to censor everyone right now and bully people into saying you can't even challenge verbally social distancing. This is beyond 1984. The tyranny of the dual order is here. Get prepared now and spread the word in the info war. You are the Paul Revere's.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative.
At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. Forgetting nutrients easily. High in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any Info Warrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't have to tell you that we are in the most important point in human history. The globalists have taken the gloves off and they've taken the mask off and they're like, yeah, you're taking implantable chips. Yeah, we're into pedophilia. Yeah, we're into world government. Yeah, you're obsolete. You are non-essential. We are shutting your ass down. Yeah, we told you don't be farmers and don't be ranchers and don't work in industry anymore. You're going to be the service economy. And now the globalists are telling you that there's no more service economy and you're obsolete. So you better bow down to them and get your universal pittance income so they can dictate your life. The handcuffs are going on right now. We have to resist and say no to the New World Order. And that takes you understanding you were right and understanding I was right and getting in people's faces and raising the alarm now while you still can. Now is the time for action. Now is the time for you to shine and be the Paul Revere's you know you are.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We're talking to Steve Castle, and you can find his church website, belovedchurchillinois.com. You can also find another website of Steve's, stevecastle.com, that's C-A-S-S-E-L-L. He's also on Facebook, and we've spent the last couple of segments talking about what is happening in Illinois, the governor's orders there, and how he wants to stretch this out, if he can, for years, to keep people from doing church in the normal way. We talked about the legal fight for this, and how Thomas More Law Center has jumped in, is helping Steve, and I think probably some other churches as well. And it's important to try to do this peacefully and legally, but it is also, there is a time for civil disobedience. And I want to talk about the human, the necessity for this really comes from the human side and also from the church side. Let's talk a little bit about the human side first, Steve. You mentioned in that excerpt that I played from about 2 or 3 weeks ago, when you're still doing online church, trying to get the legal stuff in place, and you've done now church face to face for the last 2 weeks. But you talked about the number of suicide deaths. I've got some articles here that support that. 75,000 deaths of despair from suicide, drug, alcohol abuse, says one study. You talked about the rise in child abuse. We've got anti-anxiety drugs and sleep drugs spiking 20% or more. Talk about the human side of this and why it's important for us to not be isolated.
Man, this is one of those places I got to be careful because I'll get my heart involved and I'll lose it. But 210,000 children since we've started this isolation, this lockdown, this quarantine, 210,000 children have been raped, molested, and abused. That should shake to the core any listener that's out there. The hotline, the suicide hotlines, there are multiple stories to verify this. The suicide hotlines, their calls have gone up 8,000%. 8,000%. This is totally a normal narrative for the left to take, which is, hey, we want to protect life. We want to make people's lives better. We want to. And then on the backside, what they're doing is slaughtering babies in the womb, forcing people into suicide, drug addiction, alcohol addiction, all these kind of things. On the back, they're saying, we want to save lives. And then they do all this stuff that literally destroys lives. Yeah. And then they call us the evil people because we believe in pro-life. We believe in personal liberties. We believe in, and we're the evil ones. So they're always rechanging the narratives, trying to label us as the murderers. And they're the good people.
And so just if a person's out there and he just looks at the stats of this, this is inhumane. It is inhumane what is going on in our nation and to the people that we call neighbors and friends. And we have got to do something about this.
And part of that, a large part of that is the isolation, but it's also the unemployment. I mean, we're now at Great Depression levels just instantaneously. And, you know, the lack of self-esteem that happens, but the economic pressures that come with, the loss of your job, the loss of your business. People have worked, decades, have worked their entire life to build a business that's just been removed, destroyed, by the edict of governors and presidents in a couple of weeks. It's just astounding to see the human toll that this has taken. Talk about the necessity of why the church needs to meet together. And so, you know, can't we just do a drive-in church? Can't we just all pull up in a car, leave the windows up, and park about 20 feet apart?
Right. I'd pray that everybody out there goes and listens to our YouTube from this Sunday, because I talked about these kind of things. An oxymoron. Here's an oxymoron for you. Online church. The word online means remote. The word church, ekklesia, in the Greek means congregation, called out ones who gather. So to have a remote gathering is literally an oxymoron. And there's pastors out there saying, hey, this is the same thing. And here's the thing, and I'm not calling anybody out by name. If you're a pastor, or if you know a pastor that said online church is the same thing as a regular church, I will tell you that they are lying. The reason I can prove that is because if they actually believe that, they'd sell their building tomorrow. Why have the overhead? Why pay for the cleaning? Why pay for the parking lot? Why put a new roof on and waste all those kingdom finances on a place that's totally unnecessary? If they actually believe that, they'd sell their building. They don't believe that. That's why they're not selling their buildings. So there's no such thing as online church. There is no such thing as social distancing. The word social means together and intimate. The word distance means the opposite. This is how they win. They redefine things that have already been defined by our Father, by our Maker. It's just like gay marriage is an oxymoron. There's no such thing. All these things just get redefined. So our society now is saying it's love to go into isolation. Whereas God said that love was sending his son into a pandemic world that was being affected by sin, which was 100% communicable and 100% mortality rate. And so God says that love is sending his son into a pandemic, and our world is saying it's love to go quarantine and isolate from a pandemic. They're redefining things. And here's the worst part. We're believing it. We're buying into it. I mean, they tell people to wear masks, and they don't even have to force it. They don't even have to threaten you. They say, wear a mask, it's safe. And everybody says, okay, wear a mask, it's safe. They don't realize they're reducing their oxygen levels, that they're breathing in moist, warm air that's got all kinds of stuff in there. They're literally messing with their immunity systems. We just take these things for granted. Mm-hmm. Jesus.
Yeah, but it's kind of reinforcing, isn't it? You know, the attitudes of self-centeredness. And, you know, and all of this and fear that is there. And those really aren't things that, we're called to do as Christians, is it?
No. In fact, I just had a Hebrew, scholar. He's actually a rabbi. Just tell me a couple days ago. The most used phrase in the Old Testament, phrase, not word, but phrase in the Old Testament was fear not. Mm-hmm. And here we are literally in a world that's gripped in pandemic. You know, the word pan comes from the Greek god Pan, which is literally the god of nature that makes things go bump in the night. That's literally the god of Pan. So when you say pandemic, you are talking about the things that go bump in the night that create fear. And the word demic means all mankind. So all mankind is under the influence of the god that makes things go bump in the night. Panic is the same thing. It's us bowing our knees to the god of fear of things that go bump in the night. And the whole world is being affected by this. And I dare say even the church, we are supposed to be a light. We are supposed to be salt. We're supposed to be a city set on a hill that all of mankind can see the hope that's in us. You know, Paul wrote to Timothy, you need to be ready to tell everyone the hope that is in you. And we are right now acting like our neighbors. We are hiding. We're sanitizing. We're We're playing hide and go seek from the boogeyman of the coronavirus. And that is not a person who is filled that who, again, Paul said to Timothy, you have not been given a spirit of fear, but power and love and of a sound mind. That if a person actually believes that Bible verse, they would be in their world. They would be on their streets working against the fear because they have a spirit. They literally have the same spirit that raised Christ Jesus from the dead, Romans 8:11 says, and they should be out there fighting against and rescuing people from the fear that is gripping this planet as a narrative by a bunch of people that want to control us.
That's right. And it's that control, how dangerous that control is. That's why we should be fighting this. You know, one of the things that you said, I thought it was very profound. You talked about Adam and how it was not good for him to be alone and how he lived in this perfect. Talk about that. Because I think we've been atomized, A-T-O-M-I-Z-E-D.
Right,
but also
right,
talk about Adam and why it was not good to be alone.
Yeah. You know, you got to think about it. So God created a perfect environment. Every single thing was perfect and not just perfect, but goes beyond human imagination to believe what that first that Garden of Eden creation had to look like and be and experience. And God literally had an intimate personal relationship with man, with Adam, that he formed with his own hands and breathed into him his own life, the breath of life, the ruach of God. He breathed into him his own life. And so Adam literally has a date with Daddy every single day where they walk in the coolness of the evening. Adam has all of creation that literally worships him and adores him and is at his command. Everything is absolutely perfect. The temperature is perfect. Everything is perfect. And the Father says there's one problem. It's not good for Adam to be alone.
That's absolutely perfect. I wish we had more time. SteveCastle.com. But thank you, Steve, for what you're doing.
Amen.
We'll all be praying for you with that. SteveCastle.com, BelovedChurchIllinois.com. Folks, take a look at the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have storable food back in stock. We don't know how much longer that's going to be there. Make sure you have prepared for yourself coming up in the future. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 50% off as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
I looked. In January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June. And one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that they needed to get high-quality, storable food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true, because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out except My Patriot Supply, because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. When it got to the point that they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner, they stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They've got high-quality storable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back, and as we look to see what is happening elsewhere, again, as I played for you people talking about how we've gone through wars, epidemics, you name it, in the U.S., and we've never had government have the audacity to tell churches or businesses, you're not essential, you're going to shut down. Never had that before, ever. Again, in Virginia, we've now had the Department of Justice write a letter in support of a church there that is charged with a criminal citation there. Governor Kuhnman, Ralph Northam, has put a $2,500 fine for anybody that meets, and that was a small church that on April the 5th had 16 people in a building that would hold 225. So they were maintaining rigorous social distancing, personal hygiene, but nevertheless they hit them with sanctions. And as they point out, for many people of faith, exercising religion is essential, especially during a crisis, wars, epidemics, that type of thing. Depressions, which we've now also created. Thank you, government, at every level. You created a depression. And then take a look at this. It keeps escalating. You've got Kansas City now ordering the churches in Kansas City to turn over their membership list. What? And is this China? We're playing by China's rules, folks. If you don't want this country to turn into China, you better do something right now. The sands of the hourglass are running out. These people are escalating every week, even as this pandemic is melting away into a Fauci fantasy. They are escalating these controls. Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas, a Democrat, has ordered pastors to turn over the names, addresses, and phone numbers of anyone who enters a church building. As Liberty Council founder Matt Staver said, never in our wildest dreams could we have imagined Nazi-like measures designed to surveil, track, and spy upon what was once a free American people. Yet that is exactly what Kansas City's misguided government officials are now demanding. He says, I'm running out of adjectives. I am too. I've been talking about this. We're now on day 56. I'm running out of adjectives here, folks. It's totalitarianism. It is authoritarianism in every aspect. I'm just talking about the churches right now. We're going to talk about the businesses. What's happening to people's jobs? It's absolutely insane what is going on. But yeah, we're all running out of adjectives to describe how completely insane the tyrannical abuses launched by state governors and local officials against pastors and churches are becoming. It's as if these leaders never bothered to so much as glance at the Constitution they swore to uphold and to defend. They seem to be governing from some make-believe dystopian viewpoint. No, it's utilitarianism. They say, well, you know, we can make you safe, and don't worry, we'll shut down your job, but I'll give you a check every month. How about that? Everybody makes the same amount of money. There's a word for that. It's communism. You don't have the freedom of economic mobility. You don't have any independence. You don't have any freedom to start a business or even open it if you started it. They're just going to take it away from you, and then you'll get a check. Everybody gets the same check. It's just communism, Marxism. And this is not just state governors and local officials. This is being pushed from the White House by Fauci and Birx, who have been given the platform by President Trump. And he's actually goading them on to do a vaccine even faster than they say they want to. I mean, this is the insanity of this stuff. It's absolutely gone off the rails. Absolutely indefensible what President Trump is doing with vaccines. Operation Warp Speed. You have Operation Warped Ethics. Trump hasn't read the Constitution either. The city's order states religious gatherings, including but not limited to weddings, funerals, memorial services, 10 people inside or 10% of the building occupancy, whichever number is greater. 50 people outside may resume, provided social distancing is maintained, and event organizers maintain a record of attendees. Maintain a record of attendees. There you go. As Steve Castle said, yeah, social distancing, what an oxymoron that is. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The panic that has been orchestrated by the global corporatist media and the Chi-Coms is going to now trigger a worldwide depression. In fact, we're already into the worldwide depression and the death sentence for the third world. But it's critical to understand that the longer the shutdown persists,
the worse it's going to be. A month of shutdown will destroy decades of wealth that's been built up in a complex economy. That's why we've always said it's important to be a prepper and to be somewhat self-sufficient, because the globalists want to make us all dependent so that we're under their control. They've admitted all of this. So remember, how does InfoWars continue years and decades, in many cases, to be able to predict things before they happen? Because we're following the globalist blueprint and their battle plan. And yes, it's dystopic, and yes, it's scary. But denying it and letting them carry it out is 1,000 times more scary. It's time to stop the denial and realize what's really happening.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. On Friday, I played a clip of a Hamburg forensic pathologist, and he does autopsies, and he said he'd autopsied every single individual in Hamburg that was diagnosed as a COVID-19 death. And again, same thing that we saw from Italy at the very beginning of this. Even before we had the lockdown imposed here in the United States, Italy had produced the first two reports that showed that the average age, the first one was 80.3, the second one was 79.5 years old. And they talked about the fact that the vast majority of them had three comorbidities, three things that would have killed them besides old age. I mean, that's why typically when people die at an older age, as we've seen with some of the celebrities like Kenny Rogers, they put down at 83, that's at natural causes. Because so many things are broken, you don't bother to figure out which specifically, it was just old age, created multiple problems, and anything can push us over the edge at that point. And we're all going to get there, given enough time. And so, and yet, we have never shut down the entire economy based on this. And so in Italy, you know, they were saying multiple comorbidities, average age is beyond life expectancy, and so on. I played the German forensic pathologist again, and he said, how dare Merkel say that this is like World War II? How dare President Trump say that this is equivalent to war? It's not. It's not at all. And now we've got an Italian politician getting on the floor of the legislature. And he's not calm like the German scientist was. The German scientist was like deadpan calm. But the Italian guy, just differences in cultures, this guy is on fire. And he is very upset about what is going on. He is screaming, stop lying. I have the numbers here. And we had the numbers before all this stuff happened as well. But now he is screaming it from the rooftops. Video clip number 7. I'll read the subtitle.
Siamo alla vigilia del 25 aprile.
We're on the eve of April 25th. It's necessary to be united against dictatorships and united in the truth.
Non facciamo di questa
Let's not make this the chamber of lies.
Non
oh, yeah.
Febbraio, ma il 9 marzo,
not the 26th of February. The science evoked here said that the virus was little more than an influenza. That science is what inspired this government. It is documented. It was said.
È stato detto. Non mentite.
Don't lie. Tell the truth.
Dite la verità. Non fate di questa l'aula della
menzogna. Don't make this a chamber of lies. At least the principle.
Si applica il principio di Giambattista Vico. Verum
is applied of Gambito. He says, so you've heard and you have given the numbers. I want to give them to you too. No. Diatis, no, Paganini, don't also say, here, 25,000 deaths. It is not true. Don't use the deaths for rhetoric and for terrorism. The numbers from the Higher Institute of Health say that 96.3% died from other diseases. Exactly, the data, the numbers. Say this. It is the truth. It's the truth. Read it. Colleagues, I've read them all. 60% died from other diseases, according to the Higher Institute of Health. That's the same study I was talking about before. If you don't know it, study it. Now, you know, we're a month after this. Still the same thing. It hasn't changed. He's calling these people out by name. Colleague this, colleague that. Turn to the president. Well, Italy was a red zone. Everyone here was without masks. They're on the legislature. Today, Bassini is accused because he has to wear it. You're ridiculous. You didn't wear it until the day before yesterday. That's exactly how it is. In Germany, the economy, healthcare, and schools will work perfectly on May the 4th. We are a state with the fewest rights in Europe. Germany has shown proof of strength and the correct response. We here are once more humiliated by Germany, even in illness. We have closed 60% of businesses. I've given data, dear Trezzino. Go check it out. No, it's not clear that I was the first to call for the closure of Parliament. Today, here we are, everybody in mass. While the other time, there was only unintelligible. There were very few. There were few who were wearing the mask. Today, you're pointed at if you don't wear a mask. That's right. Indecent exposure. Well, precisely because the truth is the most important thing, let's give the actual numbers. Let us not continue to lie. This is certainly strong data. I read it here too, Trezzino. 55% in Lombardy, 14% in Emilia, 8% in Piedmont, 5% in Veneto. We cannot imagine applying uniform rules, that's right, with such disparate zones of the epidemic. And so, I say, at least here we speak the truth. Measure ourselves against Germany. Let us be united in liberation against hypocrisy and lies, against falsifications, against false numbers that are given to terrorize Italians. The 25,000 dead, as Professor Bassotti said, died of heart attacks, cancer, and other. Let's not use them to humiliate. Let's not use them to give citizens false news. Give the numbers. Check them out. I challenge you before a jury of honor, Trezzino, to look at the numbers. I simply said they give all the numbers, but not false numbers. Yeah, he is agitated for sure. 25,000 people did not die of the coronavirus in Italy. It's not true. It's a way to terrorize Italians and to impose a dictatorship of consent. It is ridiculous. That's right. It is about manufacturing consent. You've got people who are begging for this. You've got people who are furious if you don't wear a mask. You know, you're a terrorist. Again, like I said, they yell and scream at you as if you were naked in public or something. Except they don't yell and scream at people who are naked in public. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen, says Groucho Marx, right? How that elephant got in my pajamas, I'll never know. But, I mean, it's absolutely, it would be funny if it wasn't destroying our lives. And it is destroying our lives. Take a look at the reopen movement. You got the Ohio governor saying the economy will not open unless people have confidence. That is why they're scaring everybody to death. That's why they're manufacturing these numbers. I mean, I can look at the Drudge Report. Oh, the death toll is going to double. Look at this. Restart or restop. The death toll could double. The virus enters through the eyes. Germany's on the edge after new hotspots. On and on. Can we stop yelling fire in a crowded theater when there is no fire? Stop the lies. And I'm not even Italian. How about that? I can scream like this guy. We ought to be angry about this. We ought to be angry about this. We're being lied to. They have created such fear that people are demanding tyranny. And we got people like Scott Adams saying it's getting harder and harder to tell the freedom lovers from sociopaths. See, we're sociopaths because we don't wear masks. And as I said, this is the same mentality that has been used to push mandated vaccines. The vaccine doesn't protect me, so you got to get your vaccine. The mask doesn't protect me, so you got to wear a mask. And the reality is that both the mask and the vaccine harm your health. And that's right, they don't protect you against anything. So the Ohio governor, Mark DeWine, a Republican, said the economy's not going to open no matter what we do, whatever we order, unless people have confidence. And then he goes on to scare people. You gotta have social distancing, you gotta have masks, you gotta have diligent handwriting. No! Stop the OCD, the obsessive compulsive disorder insanity, Governor DeWine. You go ahead and you do that again to everybody. Just stop it. This is not warranted. You know, stop running around in costumes and masquerades and so forth. Stop it. Set an example. You know, every one of these previous so-called pandemics that were pushed by Fauci, talked about it with Ebola, 2014, the same guy, Clay Jenkins in Dallas, who came after Shelley Luther, the salon owner. This was the same guy who was saying, hey, we got Ebola. 80% of the people die because their organs are liquefied. They just had a guy die. He goes in there, pulls the family out, say, see, there's nothing to fear. Let's just move on. We don't have to close our borders. I don't want to stop immigration. There's nothing to fear. Every one of these pandemics, they would tell everybody, do not fear. Now they say, oh, you better panic. You know, Shelley Noonan, Wall Street, if you're not panicking, you don't understand what you're not doing this right. So now it's like panic, panic, panic. Everywhere, panic. Yeah, the medical professionals. Medical professionals. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The America that we've known and loved, the America that was the land of the free, home of the brave, is dying right now. And everything our enemies are doing is about domesticating us, shutting us down, and making us dependent on them. The food shortages have begun. The depression is going to be long and very, very serious. In fact, it's probably too late now to even turn back. Trump tried to stop it, but the mainstream media working with the Chi-Coms blocked it. That's why you and myself, everybody else, has to get prepared now. Do not wait. It's not about the virus. It's about the economic chaos that's going to be unleashed in the next 6 months to a year. Get your high-quality, storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. They're available again, but for a limited time. The food supply is running out. There are major shortages. This is a globalist siege, a globalist lockdown, globalist terrorism. But we, the people, the patriots, have to be prepared. We've already been proven right about prepping so far. We'll get ready to be really proven right. Get your storable foods now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm cutting this ad on May 10th, 2020. And within a week or so, many of the best-selling items that we're selling at InfoWarsStore.com will no longer be at 50% off. In fact, last year I said I can't do 50% off anymore because our markup just isn't enough for us to be able to get enough profit to operate this operation. But I want you to get the ultimate krill oil. I want you to get Vaso Beats. I want you to get DNA Force Plus. I want you to experience X2. I want you to get Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus. They're all in stock right now, and they're 30 to 60% off. More than 20 items are 50% off right now, but we're going to have to end the sale on most items in about a week because a lot of the products are getting close to selling out, like Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, and Vaso Beats. So take action. Be healthier. Boost your body's natural defenses and fund the InfoWar. Get in these great products at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've hunted a lot of big game at long distances with high caliber rifles. And when you shoot an elk at say 600 yards, even if you hit them right in the heart, they'll still run 50, 60, 70, maybe 100 yards. They've got that adrenaline pumping through their arteries and through their veins. But all of a sudden they slow down. They realize what's happened. They fall over and they die. Then you go bag them and haul them back in. Well, that's what's going to happen to the entire world now. And that's what the economic numbers show, is that we've been shot right in the heart. And for the first world, it's going to mean a long, horrible depression and a lot of death. Well, for the third world, it's going to mean probably over 100 million dead, according to the UN, and I believe their numbers, because it's the very UN that's orchestrated this to depopulate the third world. So to all the leftists that thought it was their revolution to get rid of Trump, you're a bunch of suckers, and you bought into something bigger than what Hitler did.
Feudalism in the ancient world, from Asia to Europe, from Africa to Latin America, was the most common form of government. You had a ruling class, the nobility, with a king and queen sitting on top of it, and the rest of the public were kept at a subsistence, starving level for control. In fact, in most cultures, they called the peasants the little people because they were usually a foot or more shorter than the lords and ladies, because they kept them, again, at a starving level. They were so busy trying to survive, they would never try to challenge the entrenched elite. Well, now all the big Google owners and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, the Jeff Bezos of the world, they're sitting back on their giant estates with their jet helicopters and private jets, living the life, laughing at you, shut down, going bankrupt in the third world, starving to death. Their religion is power and control, and they are pressing that advantage against us. We must break free from these monsters.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Hey, we've had individuals starting to wake up around the world as to what is going on because this is a globalist shutdown. Everybody's operating off the same script. It's coming out of China. That's the thing. It's not the virus that's coming out of China. It is the social and economic controls that are coming out of China that you better be concerned about at this point in time. Let's play video clip number three. This is somebody with the British government. Downing Street is basically admitting the same thing that this Italian legislator was shaking his fist at and screaming, that, you know, the 25,000 people dying in Italy, he says it's a lie. Over 96% of them died from something else. The same thing we saw with the CDC here. It's like, oh, look, I got the data right here from CDC, and you can see that's the number one cause of death in the United States. It's not like the CDC would ever lie to you about flu numbers every year, or that they would lie about the coronavirus. All of a sudden, people stopped having heart attacks. They stopped dying of pneumonia. They stopped dying from regular flu. And all of a sudden, they're all dying of coronavirus. And it's the number one killer, according to the CDC. So you got to believe it, right? Don't put any more credibility in that than you would in some kind of a propaganda statement coming out of China from President Xi. Here's what Downing Street unfortunately admitted to. And this is a video that was picked up. This is, let's see, it doesn't say who. Alpine Truth for You. Alpine Truth for You picked this up with their comments. Just a little thing that happened as they were briefing people, and he amplifies it. Video clip number three.
Death rate, the hospital death rate, and the total death rate. It's worth remembering again that the ONS rates are people who've got COVID on their death certificate. It doesn't necessarily mean they were infected because many of them haven't been tested. So we just need.
Okay, so there we go. He has just told you that people are not. Many of these people have not been tested. He has told us that they are falsifying the death certificates.
That's
just
right.
Just unbelievable. How much more evidence do we bloody need? And here's the health secretary, Matt Hancock, from the same briefing center in Downing Street, giving out all of the lies, all of the figures on the COVID deaths and the victims, the alleged victims of the COVID. Just all lies, lies, lies. Just listen to this. Unbelievable.
Yeah. And it continues. It's the lie heard around the world, isn't it? Yeah, the lie goes all the way around the world before the truth can get its pants on. And that's basically what's been happening here. And we've been caught with our pants down, that's for sure. And now the economy is being torn down. People's lives are being torn down. As Steve Castle is pointing out, the amazing rise in suicides and anxiety and sleeplessness and in child abuse and on and on. And it's only going to get worse as the economic repercussions continue. I mean, what we're seeing now are psychological and spiritual results of isolation. But it's going to be amplified by the depression, economic depression and mental depression. Let's play video clip number four. This is an American doctor speaking out. And he says, you know, what if the experts are right? Yeah, and why wouldn't a doctor say, doctors understand this, right? Because doctors, that's why you get a second opinion. We ought to always question these so-called experts. And this doctor does. Dr. Jeffrey Barks speaks out. Video clip four.
Experts are wrong. What if quarantining the healthy doesn't actually save lives? What if wearing a mask in public is not effective? My name is Dr. Jeff Barkey, and I'm here representing thousands of physicians across the country whose voices are being silenced because we don't agree with the mainstream media and the experts who are telling us what to do. Never in the history of this great republic have we quarantined the healthy. Never in the history of this great republic have we told churchgoers that it's illegal for you to exercise your First Amendment right of freedom of religion. Yet at the same time, it's essential to keep pot dispensaries open. Never in the history of this country have we been told that you can't go to church because it's non-essential, but you can go get an abortion because that's essential.
That's right. We had to have medical professionals. We need to have some second opinions who expose not only the lies of these statistics, and I've been talking about this for weeks. You know, first it was, well, if they died and you find a test that can say they had COVID-19, well, then say that that's the underlying cause of death. And then it got to the point where they said, we don't even have to test and see that they died with COVID-19. You can just presume that it's COVID-19. And that's why the Italians are so upset about the lies that have been put out there. And folks, the amazing thing to me about this was that was the end of April that you heard that Italian legislator talking about this. We had that information a month earlier, and nobody would talk about it. And John Rappaport picked up on it. A few other places picked up on it. I had him on. We talked about it. But basically, they just spiked that story and that information coming from the Italian health ministry, showing that this was something that was not at all what it was being portrayed as. Look, American shopping malls resemble ghost towns after the reopening, says Zero Hedge. They said traditional stimulation policies in a pandemic will likely be ineffective in driving consumers to stores. And it's for several reasons. Number one, many of them are broke and unemployed. Number two, and of course they still haven't received any benefits promised to them by the government that loves them so much. Yes, we love you, and the check is in the mail, said the government, but neither of those things are actually true. And then the other thing is the fear that's driving consumer habits. This is not indicative of a V-shaped recovery. This is going to be a prolonged downturn. That's absolutely right. And so when we look at this, the only way we're going to dig ourselves out of this hole is if we can have some people who talk sense to us instead of people whose mission is to stoke fear, like Fauci, like Birx. And President Trump is allowing them to do that. As long as that is happening from the top down, this country is going to continue to rot. And our freedoms are going to rot. Here's another doctor, Doc Graham. I'm not sure this guy's exact name, but what he has to say is absolutely true. I've talked in the past about how ineffective these masks are. And one doctor has pointed out, it's kind of like wearing these masks because the virus particles are so small. It's kind of like putting up a chain link fence because you want to keep mosquitoes out. That's a good analogy. That's the best analogy I've seen. And, it took a long time for viruses to be discovered. Even after they discovered bacteria and they had microscopes that could see the bacteria, they couldn't see the viruses. And so it's kind of strange. You know, they see people getting sick and they would look at it in detail and they couldn't see anything until they got better microscopes because they're so small. When we come back, we're going to talk about masks. We'll be right back after this break.
Make a friend with death. It's a saying so old that no one knows who first said it. Every culture has their own way of memorializing that simple statement. But you don't want to make a friend of the death of civilization and the death of the human species. The moment of truth is now here. We are facing the post-human era. And I've been warning you for many years that they would use a global viral crisis to click, put us in the cage, and then roll out the robot takeover. This is just the beta test. China's moving out of beta and into operational control. In just a few years, we will be under full globalist control. Forced inoculations, total surveillance. We're all being taught that we are obsolete. The term they use is non-essential. This is not some dystopian novel. This is reality. This is the New World Order. This is Satanism.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
The lockdown is permanent dictatorship. The lockdown is designed to have the public accept their basic rights being suspended in a global medical tyranny led by the WHO and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in full control. Many will submit through fear. Others will be bought off. But in the end, the globalists admit they're building a post-human world. And now that we're inside the cage, it's going to move very, very quickly into its endgame. Submission to this is a form of living death and committing the next generation and our own generation to a living hell that cannot be imagined until you're actually experiencing this. This is your dignity, your soul, your future being torn inside out. This is a scientific dictatorship taking full control of humanity for its own selfish, disgusting power trip. It took hundreds and hundreds of years of human civilization to build up the world economy to where it is. Every economist is on record saying that as this economy has been shut down for 2 months, it is going to be a death sentence to the third world and a horrible, nightmarish collapse for the first world, and that the general public is going to go into deep, deep debt to the mega banks. They're not going to have medical ID cards, forced inoculations. We are now in a giant dystopia. But a lot of people are waking up, and there is a major backlash taking place against this tyranny. And we must all rediscover our Bill of Rights, rediscover our Constitution and our backbone, and start saying no to people who take this moral high ground and say, shut your business down, shut your life down, it'll save lives. No, it's caused millions to already starve to death, tens of millions more. So the cowards who went along with this with your virtue signaling, you have destroyed your lives and our lives. Congratulations.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American dream. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, let's talk about masks. Doc Graham has to say, masks. Okay, folks, let's let a surgeon of 30 years, also known as me, teach you about masks. COVID-19 virus particle size averages 125 nanometers. The range is 0.06 microns to 0.14 microns. One needs an electron microscope in order to see a COVID-19 virus particle. The hoarded N95 mask filters down to 0.3 microns. Do you see a problem with that? Like I said, it's like having a chain link fence to keep out the mosquitoes, because the particle is a one third, or I should say about a half, 0.3 versus 0.14. So the particles are twice as small as what the N95 mask can filter. So N95 masks block for you if any virons or virus particles. This is a simple fact. You can't argue against it. Other surgical masks, homemade masks, handkerchiefs do the following. Number one, they allow free passage both ways in and out of COVID-19 virions. Two, they become warm, damp, or moist reservoirs of COVID-19 particles in asymptomatic carriers, which is estimated to be about 85% of all people tested. For surgeons, years of training, intimidation, and humiliation teach us not to touch anything but our surgical field. Lay people constantly touch, rearrange, and manipulate their masks, wonderfully inoculating thousands of virus particles onto their bare or even worse, their gloved hands. So these absurd masks encourage the fomite transmission, that is, the infected articles to hand-to-face transmission of the virus. So go ahead and allow idiots to delude and mislead you to the false sense of security and the danger of masks. And as I was reading that, you can see this clip here of people busily making massive quantities of masks for mask consumption. And as they're making this in what appears to be a sweatshop in India, these things are just, as they sew them, they're just falling over into the floor. So much for that. I mean, you know, when you look at the tests that have come in from China, from Ma and other places that are already contaminated with COVID-19, what do you think those masks are contaminated with? You're going to pick that stuff up off of a sweatshop floor in India and you're going to put it up against your mouth. You're going to put it up against your face and breathe that all day. Go ahead. I'm not going to do this out of principle either. When the government tells me, first of all, I think it is counterproductive, as I just read to you. But when people want to give me medical advice, I really do welcome it. I'm not an idiot. I want to hear what people have to say about medical advice. But ultimately, it's my decision. You start giving me orders. Now we're talking about politics, and I don't take orders from anybody, and you shouldn't either. Oklahoma City immediately dropped its face mask order after the residents threatened violence against employees who were enforcing the rule. Now, I don't say threaten violence against people, but look, understand, passive resistance, civil disobedience is what is called for here. We have to stand up, and we have to stand together. And as I pointed out, that's the way the dreaded Stasi were taken down. That's the way the Berlin Wall was taken down. As I point out, 600 people, then 4,000 people, then 6,000 people, then 65,000, then 300,000. And finally they said, all right, that's it. You know, they marched to the wall and marched to the other side, and the soldiers didn't have the guts to shoot them because they were sick of the system as well. And how much longer is it going to take before people are absolutely sick of this? Well, take a look at Castle Rock in Colorado. A restaurant drew crowds yesterday. It reopened fully for Mother's Day in defiance of Colorado's public health order that limits restaurants statewide to only takeout and delivery. Customers packed the CNC coffee and kitchen, filling tables, a patio, forming a line out the door for dine-in service. Governor Jared Polis's office there in Colorado on Sunday issued a statement calling such conduct illegal and dangerous. But, of course, not as dangerous as putting a mask up on your face. These restaurants are not only breaking the law, they're endangering the lives of their staff, customers, and community. No, it's the governor who's doing that. The governor is breaking the law with his executive orders. The governor is endangering the lives of staff, customers, and the community. They're creating the worst depression, global depression, this world has ever seen. And they're doing it for political reasons, folks. We have never seen a depression with this kind of depth. Look, as these people are saying, they're now admitting to 20% to 24% unemployment. And you know it's much higher. As I pointed out before, they always overestimate the flu deaths. They've now transferred flu deaths to COVID-19. They've transferred heart attack deaths to COVID-19, pneumonia deaths to COVID-19. They overestimate those deaths. And you know what they underestimate? Always unemployment figures. Way underestimated. And we're talking about already what they're admitting to are unemployment levels that it took about 3 years to get to. With the Great Depression. It was kicked off by the stock market crash and the economy kept going down naturally. It took 3 years to get to the level that we've been able to do in just under 2 months. And that's just the tip of the iceberg, because this data is really lagging behind, because it's focused on people being able to get through to the unemployment sites on a state-by-state basis. And they can't. I mean, the very first batch that they came out with. California said, well, we got over a million. But the federal government says, well, the place where they have the most unemployment claims is Pennsylvania. They've got 300,000. So it's like, you know, these people aren't anywhere close to what's going on. Back to this restaurant. Nick Whitehall, a little Nazi and a snitch and proud of it. A customer, he said. He went to the restaurant there, the CNC. He said he ordered food for what he thought would be curbside pickup. And when he arrived, he was surprised to see the crowd. It was unbelievable, said Whitehill. Wearing a mask, he went in to pick up his order, which he had paid for, but then he left without his food after realizing that staffers were not wearing masks, that customers were not practicing social distancing. And he said he wants to warn other people not to go to that restaurant, and he wants to, quote, shame them. Shame them. This is what I'm saying. You know, you don't have to be shamed if you're a woman walking around Austin topless, right? You won't be arrested either. But boy, they will shame you for not wearing a mask anywhere you go in. Yeah, everybody's looking at you like, what's the matter with this guy? Oh, he's gonna get me sick. He's not wearing a mask. He's gonna make me sick. He said he also filed a complaint with the Tri-County Health Department. So he's a little snitch and he's proud of it. He has no shame about being a snitch. He's gonna shame the people who are living their lives. It's like, look, Nick, if you don't want to eat at a restaurant where everybody's not wearing masks and they're not indulging themselves in your little fantasy world, then don't go there. Leave them alone. That's not the way these people operate. The owner said, wrote on Facebook, she would go out of business. She said, if I don't do something, that means if I lose the business, at least I'm fighting. I go down fighting. We are so behind, she said, that we have complied for 2 months. We cannot make it on $200 a day sales when just two staff cost me $250, not counting food, costs, utilities, and rent. See, that's what's happening here in Texas. As Abbott graciously said, okay, well, you can open up 25% if somebody has been diagnosed with COVID-19 in your county. But, you know, if there's nobody in your county that's been diagnosed with COVID-19, the Texas governor, who's supposed to be a conservative, who's supposed to be somebody who supports freedom in the Constitution, says, well, you can only open up 50%. Are you kidding me? How do you think people are going to survive? I know, Governor Abbott, you're a lawyer, and you don't know anything about business. Maybe you ought to read the Constitution, though, and get a clue about that. So, yeah, they're talking about taking her license, because that's the way they're going to punish her. Take her license. Folks, we got to push back against these licensing laws, every form of tyranny that's been enacted by these state governments. Now is the time to push for freedom.
I don't like coming to you every day on the radio and TV stations that you watch and listen to us on and telling you all these horrible things. But you notice almost everything we've talked about horrible has come true. We were warning everybody to try to stop it. It's like telling somebody if you got a pool, put a fence around it if you have little kids. Because even if they're good swimmers, they can hit their head and drown. People don't listen. They go out and their kid's dead in the pool. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the death of the third world and the collapse of the first world. And this is 21st century warfare carried out by the globalists. And they admit they've orchestrated it. They admit it's, quote, good to save the earth. And they're teaching us to be more frugal. And they want to make us poor so they can dictate our surrender to this post-human technocracy. I know all this sounds insane when I was talking about it 25 years ago. But now it's public because it's their operations manual. I wish this wasn't the case. But there really are evil psychopaths in control of most major institutions, and we've got to stop them. Please remember that we have a lot of great products that have been out of stock, back in stock, like krill oil. We have the ultimate krill oil. If you don't know the benefits of krill oil, it's incredible. Everything in your body, for your heart, your skin, your libido, your stamina, your dreams. Take one of these before you go to sleep. It's well known. Experience it for yourself. Infowarsstore.com. X2 sold out for months. Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, back in stock, 50% off. Vaso Beats, back in stock, 50% off. Vitamineral Fusion, back in stock, 50% off. Real Red Pill, Red Red Pill Plus, with all the vitamins and minerals and the pregnenolone. That's close to selling out. Both formulas were really close to selling out. Real Red Pill Plus, it's got some stimulant in it, natural caffeine. That's close to selling out. 50% off still. Infowarsstore.com, and we're already talking to our suppliers, and some of them are saying we may not take orders in a few months, so I may not ever be able to get products again. Things are collapsing so bad, folks. This is total depression. The infrastructure is going down. Get the products while you still can. gentlemen, InfoWars can now offer high-quality, storable food again. Other manufacturers were sold out 8 weeks ago, and they told people they had food. Most folks never were delivered their food. Well, when our sponsors' food began to run short, they just suspended sales till they opened more factories and secured more food. So if you get your orders in right now, they can take new orders and get it to you quickly. They'll probably have to suspend orders very, very soon again because the lockdown of the economy is killing food distribution, farming, you name it, and now it's mainstream news that food shortages and delivery are already starting to happen. If Trump could turn the economy back on and wrest control of our system away from the globalists, things may be okay, but it looks like it's going to get very, very rough. So again, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to secure the number one thing you need, high-quality, storable food, ready to get to you and your family now. If you get your orders in at InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't have to tell you that we are in the most important point in human history. The globalists have taken the gloves off and they've taken the mask off. And they're like, yeah, you're taking implantable chips. Yeah, we're into pedophilia. Yeah, we're into world government. Yeah, you're obsolete. You are non-essential. We are shutting your ass down. Yeah, we told you don't be farmers and don't be ranchers and don't work in industry anymore. You're going to be the service economy. And now the globalists are telling you that there's no more service economy and you're obsolete. So you better bow down to them and get your universal pittance income so they can dictate your life. The handcuffs are going on right now. We have to resist and say no to the New World Order. And that takes you understanding you were right and understanding I was right and getting in people's faces and raising the alarm now while you still can. Now is the time for action. Now is the time for you to shine and be the Paul Revere's you know you are.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
It's kind of like we're circling the drain, isn't it? Or the toilet bowl. We've got the top Trump economic advisors. Is there people like Steve Mnuchin and the White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett that we played earlier? And you remember we played the clip for you when he said he was asked by Jake Tapper. Tapper said, nationwide, we're not seeing the kind of aggressive surveillance and testing and tracing that we're seeing in the White House. Why not? Why not implement a nationwide aggressive testing and contact tracing system? What's the downside? Kevin Hassett said, there is no downside. We can do that. We're going to do millions of tests. Yeah, there's no downside if you don't care about liberty or the Constitution. If you're going to turn us into a Nazi Chinese authoritarian society with, checking your papers at every turn, every bit of your movement and so forth. Yeah, no downside at all to that, right? Now, this guy, this economic advisor, Kevin Hassett, is such a fool that he goes on to say, well, I think the unemployment rate will rise north of 20% instead of the 14.7% that was reported Thursday. It's nowhere near the 14.7%. Look, I reported it was March 16th, a Monday. And I said, do you realize they just did a national poll and they asked 18% of the people in the country that they polled, a large national poll, 18% had lost their jobs? I said, that's not going to be reflected in the unemployment statistics because they always lie to you about the unemployment statistics, just like they lie to you every year about the flu statistics. And they're lying to you about the COVID-19 death statistics as well. Unemployment is much worse. The COVID-19 is much better than they're telling you. And so it was already 18%. Now, what happened after, March the 16th? I mean, March 17th, just as other people were doing that here in Texas, they started shutting down all restaurants and a lot of essential small businesses, essential to the people who own them and work for them. Well, that's not essential. We're going to shut those down. So that happened after the weekend where they did a national poll and found 18% of the people had already lost their jobs. Now, we shut down all the restaurants. What do you think that's going to do to the unemployment rate? That's going to go way north of 20%. And that was the middle of March. That was almost 2 months ago. Have you had more unemployment since then? Yes. 88,300 truck drivers lost their jobs in April. The biggest trucking job loss on record. Folks, if you don't have anything on your shelves, that might be one of the reasons they're firing people who are carrying product around, because they have so broken the supply system and so forth that, you know, shutting down these restaurants, that has backed up and that has affected the people who are growing food and dairies and so forth and the meat production. And then that is they're destroying the food because they can't get it to market. And since they don't have any customers, they don't need the truck drivers. And so it's this vicious cycle. And around we go. Where it stops, nobody knows, because we're going down the drain, folks. Absolutely. And we still have Fauci and Burks in charge of the country. Thank you, President Trump. You're doing a fantastic job, aren't you? Trust the plandemic. Yeah. Trust the plandemic. It's all a plan. We know it's a plan. And so this guy, Hassett, who says, yeah, there's no downside to doing an aggressive testing and tracking program nationwide. We've got to do that. He has no clue, or even if he does have a clue, he's lying to you. So which is worse? If this pie-faced guy is totally clueless or if he's a bull-faced liar, I don't know which is worse. But let's take a look at the unemployment figure. According to Reuters, 11.5 million people were categorized as employed, but absent from work because of vacation leave and so forth. They said the note attached to the government's job report on Friday said one assumption might be that these additional 7.5 million workers should have been classified as unemployed or temporary layoffs. If they had, said the note, the jobless rate would have come in at 19.5%. And again, they play other games with all this stuff. So it's already at 20%, even with the games that they play. And yet Hassett says, well, it probably might get up to 20%. It's like, it's already there. Already there. The government is failing us, say laid off workers, because they're not getting their checks. And yet, even though they're not getting those checks, the Democrats are now proposing $2,000 a month payments to most Americans. Now, I thought it was insane. I called it communism. And these people are neo-Marxists, as George Gilder pointed out, these technocrats in Silicon Valley. But they were saying, you know, you had the Democrat presidential candidates saying, well, let's give everybody $1,000 a month. And they all joined in on that. And then when all this started, now it's become a bidding war to write you a bigger and bigger check and give everybody the same amount of money, except they don't seem to be able to deliver it. But now they're upping the ante to 2,000, and there's a bidding war going on between Trump and the Democrats as to how much people can, how much they can give you on a monthly basis, on a monthly basis. And yet, the reality is, as we look at this, that the IRS is already looking for ways to claw that money back. Oh, you think you're going to get a check from the government? Well, even if you get a check from the government, guess what? The IRS just arbitrarily changed the way this is being reported. It just changed it. And so now all these businesses, if in fact they get a check, and many of them are not, because the checks are going to big Wall Street companies, or they're going to national chains, people that have publicly traded companies where, you know, if you're a publicly traded company, you basically have an unlimited source of income. Because you can, you know, keep selling stocks and so forth. It's almost like being able to print your own fiat currency. And so with all that happening, they're able to raise that money. But they said, well, if you got fewer than 500 people at a given location, even if you are a national chain, you'll be able to get this check. Half of the Catholic churches have gotten a relief check. But even if you get a relief check, now the IRS is going to, this is reported by Yahoo, the stunning IRS ruling that may bankrupt small businesses that took PPP loans. So you better be happy that you didn't get the money that the government promised you if you got a small business. Because if you take that money and you deposit it, the IRS is going to do exactly the opposite of what the Congress said they wanted them to do. That's why Nancy Pelosi said that about the bureaucracy. She said, we're going to have to pass Obamacare so we can find out what's in it. Because we'll pass it over to HHS and they'll decide what the rules and the parameters are going to be. And that's the way these people always operate. This guy said, well, you know, I thought this was a great thing. The guy writing for Yahoo. The IRS just did something stunned me. It pulled the rug out from under desperate small business owners just as they were starting to get their feet under them. Say it ain't so, Joe. I just can't believe that our wonderful IRS would do something underhanded like that. The lifeline is being yanked away. On April 30th, late in the evening, when few people are likely paying attention, the IRS released guidance that essentially nullified much of the benefit of the Paycheck Protection Program, PPP, created under the CARES Act. It stated that those who receive PPP may not receive tax deductions for using those funds to pay expenses. That includes expenses like payroll and rent, the very point of the PPP. Congress specifically drafted the legislation so that small businesses could receive the loans without having to count it as taxable income. That makes the IRS's move all the more stupefying, and it could cost some businesses on the brink more than they can afford. That's right. And as we look at this, the deficit now, $25 trillion, the total cumulative debt for the first time, it jumped $1 trillion in just 28 days. If you go back to the beginning of the year in January, people were saying, well, you know, this looks like this deficit's going to jump over $1 trillion this year. This is very dangerous territory. We're not jumping $1 trillion in the year. We're now jumping $1 trillion in 28 days. We're going down the drain, and we better do something about this. And we're going to have to do it from the bottom up, folks. Civil disobedience, opening up businesses, supporting these people, not wearing a mask so that we stop this panic and this fear-mongering. We've got to take this thing on directly. Folks, take a look at the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. As you've heard Alex say, the supply chain is difficult for everybody. And what we have now in stock, we're not sure if we can get it replaced or not. So take a look at the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We are still taking orders for storable food. We have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine back in stock. We've reduced it to 50% off. Many other products. Make sure you got your vitamin D, your winter sun. That helps to support your immune system. InfoWarsStore.com.